ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಸದಸ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಮಾನ್ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಶೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂತಗೋಡಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ರಾಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀಹರದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸವಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೌ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಗುಂಡ ರಾಧಾಗುಂಡ ಗಿರಿಗೋವರ್ಧಾನಿಕಿ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಮಾಯಪುರ್ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಹರಿಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ದ್ವಾರಾಪುರಿ ಧಾಮಕಿ ಗಂಗಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಚಂದ್ರಮಾಯಿಕಿ ಹಸಿದೇವಿಕಿ ದೇವಿಕಿ ಸಮವೇದ ಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದಕಿ
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾಜನೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾಣಿ
ನಮೋ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿಧಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿಂ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಜಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ಯಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮದಿ ಭಕ್ತ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ಶ್ರೀ ವರ್ಷಭಾನವಿ ದೇವಿ ದೈದಾಯ ಕೃಪಾಬ್ಧಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಂಬಂಧ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂ ದಾಯಿನೇ ಪ್ರಭವೇ ನಮಃ ಮಾಧುರ್ಯೋಜ್ಜಲ ಪ್ರೇಮಾದ್ಯ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾನುಗ ಭಕ್ತಿದ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಕರುಣಾಶಕ್ತಿ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಶ್ರೀಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ದೀನಧಾರಿಣಿ ರೂಪಾನುಗ ವಿರುದ್ಧಾವ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಧ್ವಾಂದಹಾರಿಣಿ ನಮೋ ಗೌರಕಿಶೋರಾಯ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ ವೈರಾಗ್ಯಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ವಿಪ್ರಲಂಬರ ಸಾಂಬೋಧೇ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜಾಯದೇ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿನೋದಾಯ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ನಾಮಿನಿ ಗೌರಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಯ ರೂಪನೋಗವರಾಯಿದೆ ಗೌರಾವಿರ್ಭವಭೂಮೇಸ್ತು ನಿರ್ದೇಷ್ಟ ಸಜ್ಜನ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಶ್ರೀ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಾಯಿದೇ ನಮಃ ವಾಂಚಕಲ್ಪದರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯದೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತ್ವಶೇ ನಮಃ ವಂಜದತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಾತ್ವಿಕಂ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗಲ್ಪದೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂದ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂದ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ ಸುರದೋಪಾಂಗೋರ್ ಮಮ ಮಂದಮದೇರ್ಗದಿ ಮತ್ಸರ್ವಸವದಾಂ ಭೋಜೌ ರಾಧಾ ಮದನ ಮೋಹನೌ ದಿವ್ಯವೃಂದಾರಣ್ಯ ಕಲ್ಪದ್ರುಮಾದ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ರತ್ನಾಕರ ಸಿಂಹಾಸನಸ್ಥೋ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ರಾಧಾ ಶೀಲ ಗೋವಿಂದ ದೇವೋ ಪ್ರಷ್ಟಾಲಿ ವಿಸೇವ್ಯಮಾನೌ ಸ್ಮರಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಮನ್ಯಾಸರಸಾರಂಭಿ ವಂಶೀ ವಡತಟಸ್ಥಿತ ಕರ್ಷನ್ ವೇಣುಸುನೀರ್ ಗೋಬೆ ಗೋವಿನಾಥಾಶ್ರಯೇಸ್ತುನಾಂ ತಪ್ತಗಾಂಜನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ಪಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಪ್ರತಿಬೋಧಿತಾಂ ಭಗವದಾಂ ನಾರಾಯಣೇನ ಸ್ವಯಂ ವ್ಯಾಸೇನ ಗ್ರದಿತಾಂ ಪುರಾಣ ಮುನಿನಾಂ ಮಧ್ಯೆ ಮಹಾಭಾರತಂ ಅದ್ವೈತಾಮೃತವರ್ಷಿಣೀ ಭಗವತೀಂ ಅಷ್ಟಾದಶಾಧ್ಯಾಯಿನೀಂ ಅಂಬತ್ವಾಮನುಸಂಧದಾಮಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೇ ಭವದ್ವೇಷಿಣೀ ನಮೋಸ್ತು ದೇ ವ್ಯಾಸವಿಶಾಲಬುದ್ಧೇ ಉಲ್ಲಾರವಿಂದಾಯತಪತ್ರನೇತ್ರ ಯೇನ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತತೈಲಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಬಾಣಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಮೃತದುಹೀ ನಮಃ ಸರ್ವೋಪನಿಷದೋ ಗಾವೋ ದುಗ್ಧಾ ಗೋಪಾಲನಂದನ ಪಾರ್ಥೋ ವತ್ಸ ಸುಧೀರ್ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ದುಗ್ಧಂ ಗೀತಾಮೃತಂ ಮಹತ್ ವಸುದೇವಸುತಂ ದೇವಂ ಕಂಸಚಾಣೂರಮರ್ದನಂ ದೇವಗೀ ಪರಮಾನಂದಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ವಂದೇ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ವಿಷ್ಮದ್ರೋಣತಟ ಜಯದ್ರದಜಲ ಗಾಂಧಾರ ನೀಲೋಲ್ಪಲ ಶಲ್ಯಗ್ರಾಹವದಿ ಕೃಪೇಣ ವಹನೀ ಕರ್ಣೇನ ವೇಲಾಕುಲ ಅಶ್ವತ್ಥಾಮಾ ವಿಕರ್ಣ ಘೋರಮಗರ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನಾವರ್ತಿನಿ സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണ നദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പരാശരവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥ ഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനക കേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈഷ ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഹ പേവീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാദ് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മുഖം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതി ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്തു നന്ദി ദിവ്യൈ സ്തവേ വേദൈ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. When in the eighth canto, last time when we stopped, in the Bhagavatam, after Mohini Murti, she has cheated the demons, and in the pretext of serving the nectar to the demons and the demigods, in that process the demons, completely affected by the beauty of Mohini, did not think too much about the nectar. In that way Mohini took the Mohini took the nectar in her own hands. Finally she served all the demigods and handed over the pot to Indra, and she disappeared. That's where we stopped last time. And by now what has happened is, the demigods got back their strength because they have taken the nectar. Demons didn't get the nectar. This was the situation. And only then, at this point, that the demons realized what has actually happened. They were not aware of what was going on in the whole mess, what happened after the churning the milk ocean, and they got the nectar. So this in situation that Krishna, after he has fulfilled his mission, that means to get the nectar and to serve the demigods, that was the purpose of the churning the milk ocean, which he has carried out. And after that Krishna didn't wait there anymore, changed the dress again, got back onto Garuda and went back to Vaikuntham. And at this point, the demigods became very upset that they realized that they had actually been cheated, that they didn't get the nectar, although they were a part of the team who churned the ocean. And instead, demigods have got it and they got back their health back, and they become strong now. Somehow or the other, demons decided now to fight, have a war. Proper war. So it is at that time Parikshit asked the question that Mahavishnu doesn't seem to have any principle in life. He just seems to support these demigods all the time. Why did he do like this? In all activities, Mahavishnu's point is always he gets on with the demigods and cheats the others, and there's no principle. And the only problem there was, Shubhramarshi says to Parikshit that Mahavishnu doesn't have any partiality, either demons or demigods. It doesn't matter. He sees everybody equal. But there is one problem, that if demons get this nectar, they are in Tamogunam, isn't it? Tamogunam Pradhani they are. Tamogunam Rajogunam Indam. If they get this nectar, they will become strong, and that will cause problem for dharmam, religious principles, because they will make everything very demoniac in this world. So they are personal people generally who propagate irreligious things, adharma in other words. So to such people you can't give nectar, you can't offer nectar to them, and therefore that is all Krishna's consideration. Krishna's consideration was only that. Krishna's consideration was only that the demons shouldn't be given nectar, because if you give them nectar, they will take advantage of that and they'll become stronger. Once they get stronger, they will take to a religious way of life and propagating religious life in this world. And they did not want, Krishna, Vishnu doesn't want that to happen. That was the only reason that Mahavishnu has acted in this way. That is the logical explanations for that. So that is where it is at this time that as far as Krishna is concerned, there is no Veda Buddhi in him, demigods or demons. It is Krishna who is inside the demigods, and Krishna is inside the demons also. So where is the question of any difference to Krishna? As far as Krishna is concerned, he is inside the demigods, he is inside the demons as well. So he doesn't have Veda Buddhi. This is what Bhagavatam is teaching us. Veda Buddhi is dangerous. And so therefore he says to him, in the next two chapter, it is a strong fight between the demigods and the demons. We'll just read through that chapter first. Chapter 10. Sridhar Swami mentions here that Dashami Malsaral Daite Arabdhedu Mrdhesurai Daite Maya Vishaneshu Deveshu Abir Bhavo Hari. Because demons didn't get the nectar, they became very arrogant. Demons became very arrogant because they didn't get the nectar. And they started the fight between the demigods and the demons. And what they did, what the demons did, they started using different illusions. Illusory power, what the demons got, they started using that against the demigods. It was at that time Mahavishnu appeared, and that is in this 10th chapter. I'll just read through the chapter. Shri Shuka Uvacha Iti Dhanava Daideyo Navindan Namrudam Nrupa Yukta Karmaniyatascha Vasudeva Parang Mukhaha Sadhitva Amrudam Rajan Payitva Sugan Suran Pashyadam Sarvabhudanam Yayo Garuda Vahana Sabatnanam paramrdim drishtwade didinandana amushyamanam ulpedur devan pratididayuda tada suragana sarve sudhaya pidhaye idhida prati samyudu shastra narayana padashraya tatra devasuro namarana paramadaruna rodasudan nyodavarajam tumuloro maharshana tatra anyunyam sabatnaste samrabdhamana sorane samasa adhyasavirbhane nijangdhuru vividhayudhai Shankham Turiya Mridanganam Bheri Dhamarinam Mahan Hasti Ashwarathapatinam Natho Nisanaho Bhaval Radhino Radhvistatra Pathibi Sahapataya Haya Hayairi Bhaschevai Samasajjanda Samyugai Ushtrai Kejid Dujai Kejid Abare Yudhu Khare Kejid Gauramagai Krishai Kshair Dibi Birhari Bhir Bhadam Gridhair Kangair Bhagairanya Shenabasai Stilingalai Sharabhir Mahishai Ghadgir Govulshair Garvayarunai Shivi Phirakubi Kejil Krigalase Shashair Narei
ബസ്തൈരേകെ കൃഷ്ണസാരൈർ ഹംസൈരന്യേജ സൂഗരൈ അന്യേ ജലസ്ഥല ഖഗൈ സത്വേർ വികൃത വിഗ്രഹൈ സേനയോരുഭയ രാജൻ വിശ്വസ്തേ അഗ്രദോഗ്രദ ചിത്രദ്വജമണൈ രാജൻ നാപതത്രൈ സദാമലൈ മഹാധൈർ വജ്രദന്തിർ വിജനൈർ ബാർഹവാമരചാമരൈ വാദോദൂധുധരത്തോഷ്ണീരേഷ്ടൈർഭൂഷണൈ സ്ഫുരദ്ധിർവിശദൈ ശസ്ത്രൈ സുതരാം സൂര്യരശ്മിഭി ദേവദാനവീരാണാം ധ്വജിന്യൌ പാണ്ഡുനന്ദന രേജദുർവിരമാലാഭിർയാദ സാമ്യ സാഗരൌ വൈരോജനോബിലി സാങ്കേ സ്വസുരാണാം ച മൂപതി യാനം വൈഹായസം നാമ കാമകം മയനിർമ്മിതം സർവസംഗ്രാമികോപേതം സർവാശ്ചര്യമയം പ്രഭോ അപ്രതർക്കമനിർദ്ദേശം ദൃശ്യമാനമദർശനം അസ്ഥിതസ്തുതിമാനാഗ്രാം സർവാനീകാധിപൈർവൃത ബാലവ്യജനചത്രാഗ്രേജേ ചന്ദ്രവിബോധയേ തസ്യാസം സർവതോയാനിർയുധാനാം പതയോ അസുര നമുജി ശംബരോ ബാണ വിപ്രവിത്തി വിപ്രചിത്തിരയോ മുഖ ദ്വിമൂർധകാലനോപാദ പ്രാഹേതിർഹേതിരില്ലുല ശകുനിർഭൂത സന്താപോ വജ്രദം ശ്രോ വിരോചന ഹയഗ്രീവ ശംഖുശിര കപിലോ മേഘദുന്ദുബി താരകശ്ചക്രദ ശുംഭോ നിശുംഭോ ജംബ ഉൽക്കല അരിഷ്ടോ അരിഷ്ടനിയമിശ്ച മഹേശ്ചത്രപുരാധിപ അന്യേ പൗലോമകാലയ നിവാത കവചാദയ അലബ്ധഭാഗ സോമസ്യ കേവലം ക്ലേശഭാഗിന സർവയേദേ രണമുഖേ ബഹുശോ നിർജീ നിർജിതാമര സിംഹനാദ്യം വിമുജ്യന്ത ശൃംഗാമുർമഹാരഹാരവാൻ ദൃഷ്ടുവാസപത്നാനുൽസിക്താൻ ബലവിൽ കുപിതോ ഭൃഷം ഐരാവതം ധിക്കരണമാരൂഢ ശിശുഭേ സ്വരാൾ യഥാസവൽ പ്രസ്രവണം ഉദയാദ്രിമഹർപ്പതി തസ്യാസം സർവതോ ദേവ നാനാവാഹദ്വിജായുധ ലോകപാല സഹഗണേർ സർവായാഗ്നിവിരുണാദയ തേന്യോന്യമഭി സംസൃത്യ ക്ഷിപന്തോ മർമ്മഭീർമിഥു ആഹുവേന്ദു വിശന്തോഗ്രേ യുധുർദ്വന്ദ്വയോധിനാം യുയോധബലിരിന്ദ്രേണ താരകേണ ഗുഹോസ്യത വരുണോ ഹേദിന യുദ്ധ്യം മിത്രോ രാജൻ പ്രഹേദിനാം യമസ്തുകാലനാഭേനു വിശ്വകർമാമയേന വൈ ശംബരോ യുധേ ത്വഷ്ട തുഷ്ടവാസവിത്രാദി വിരോചന അപരാജിതേന സമുദ്രഭുചി അശ്വിനോ വൃഷവർവണ സൂര്യോ ബലി സുധൈർദേവ ബാണജ്യേഷ്ഠൈ ശതേന ച രാഹുണ ച തഥാ സമം ഫുലോം നായുധേ നില നിശുംഭശുംഭയോ ദേവി ഭദ്രകാളി തരസ്വിനി വൃഷാ കവിസ്തു ജംഭേന മഹിഷേണ വിഭാവസു ഈലുല സഹ വാതാഭിർബ്രഹ്മപുത്രയരീന്ദമ കാമദേവന ദുർമർഷം ഉത്കലോമ ധ്രുഭിസ് സഹ ബൃഹസ്പതിജോ ശനസ നരകേണ ശനൈശ്ചര മരുതോ നിവാത കവചേ കാലയേർവസവോ അമര വിശ്വദേവാസ്തു പൗലോമൈ രുദ്രാം ക്രോധവശൈ സഹ തവമേജാവസുര സുരേന്ദ്രാദ്വന്ദ്വേന സംഹത്യജ യുദ്ധ്യമാനാം അന്യോന്യമാസ നിജഗ്നുരോജസ ജിഗീഷവസ്തീഷ്ണശരാസിതോമരൈ ഭുഷുണ്ഡിവിശ്ചക്ര ദൃഷ്ടിദൃഷ്ടിപട്ടിഷൈ ശക്തിൽമകൈ പ്രാസപരശ്വരധ്വൈരഭി നിസ്തൃംശഭല്ലൈ പരിഖൈ സമുദ്ഗരൈ സഭിന്ദിപാലൈശ്ച ശിരാംസി ചിച്ഛിദു ഗജാസ്തുരംഗാ സരദാപദാദയ സാരോഹവാഹ വിവിധ വിഖണ്ഡിത നികൃത്തബാഹൂരു ശിരോധരാംഗ്രയ ഛിന്നദ്വജേഷ്വാസ തനുത്രഭൂഷണ തേഷാം പദാഘാതിരതാംഗചൂർണിത ആയോധനാദുൽബണ ഉത്ഥിത സ്ഥന തദാ രനിർദ്ദിശിഖം ധിമണിം ചാദയന്യവർത്തത അസൃക്സതിഭി പരിപ്ലുതാൻ ശിരോഭിരുദ്ധൂതകിരീടകുണ്ടലൈ സംരംഭദൃഗ്ഭി പരിദഷ്ടതച്ഛതൈ മഹാഭുജൈ സ്വാഭരണൈ സഹായുധൈ സാപ്രാസൃത അഭൂ കരഭോരഭിർഭവൌ കബന്ധമാസ്തത്ര ചോത്പേതു പതിത സ്വശിരോക്ഷിഭി ഉദിതായുധോർദ്ദണ്ഡൈ രാധാവന്തോഭടാൻ മൃധേ ബലിർമഹേന്ദ്രം ദശഭി സ്ത്രിഭിരൈരായിരാവതം ശരൈ ചതുർഭിശ്ചതുരോവാഹനേകനാരോഹമാർച്ചയൽ സദാനാപത ശക്രസ്ഥാവദ്ഭി ശീഘ്രവിക്രമാ ചിച്ഛേദ നിശിതൈർഭല്ലൈരസം പ്രാപ്താൻ ഹസന്നിവ തസ്യ കർമ്മോത്തമം മിക്ഷു ദുർമർഷ ശക്തിമാദദേ ത്വാം ജ്വലന്തീം മഹോൽക്കാപം ഹസ്തസ്ഥാമ ചിനദ്ധരി ചിനദ്ധരി തദശൂലം തദപ്രാസം തദസ്തോമരമൃഷ്ടയ യദ്യശസ്ത്രം സയാ ദദ്യുൽസർവം തദച്ഛിനദ്വിഭു സസർജാദാസുരീമായ അന്തർദാനഗതോ സുര തദപ്രാദൂരഭൂച്ഛൈലസുരാനീകോപരി പ്രഭോ തഥോ നിവേദുസ്തരവോ മഹ്യമാനാദവാ അഗ്നിന ശിലാ സടംഗശിങ്കരാശ്ചൂർണയന്ദ്യോ ദുഷദ്ഫലം മഹൗരഗാ സമർപ്പേതു ദന്തശുഗാ സൗവൃശ്ചിക സിംഹവ്യാഗ്രഹാരഹരാഹശ്ച മർദയന്തു മഹാഗജാൻ യാതുധാന്യശ്ച ശതശശൂലഹസ്താവിവാദസ ചിന്തിബിന്ദിദിവാ ദിനേ സദാ രക്ഷോഗണാ പ്രഭോ തഥോ മഹാഘനവ്യോംനി ഗംഭീരപുരുഷസ്വനാം അംഗാരാൻ മൂചർവാദയ അഹദാസ്തനൈ നവ ദൃഷ്ടോ ദൈത്യേന സുമഹാൻ വന്യീ ശ്വസനസാരഥി സാംവർത്തയുവാത്യുഗ്രോ വിഭൂതദ്വിജിനീമഥ തദസമുദ്രമുദ്വേലം സർവത പ്രത്യദൃശ്യത പ്രചണ്ഡവായി രുദ്ധുദത്തരംഗാവർത്തഭീഷണ ഏവം ദൈത്യർമഹാമായിരലക്ഷഗതി ഭീഷണൈ സജ്ജമാനാസുമായുഷേദ സസൈനിക സതൽ പ്രതിവിധിം തത്ര വിദുരിന്ദ്രിയ ഇന്ദ്രാദയോ നൃപ ധ്യാതപ്രാദുരഭൂൽ തത്ര ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വഭാവന തത സുവർണാം സകൃതാംഗ്രി പല്ലവം പിശംഗവാസ നവകഞ്ചലോചന അദൃശ്യ അദൃശ്യതാ അഷ്ടായുധ ബാഹുദല്ലസം ശ്രീ ബാഹുരുല്ലസ ശ്രീ കൗസ്തുഭാന അർഘ്യഗിരിയുടെ കുണ്ടല തസ്മിൻ പ്രവിഷ്ടേ സുരകുടകർമ്മജാമായ വിനേ ശൂർമഹിനാ മഹീയസ സ്വപ്നോ യഥാഹി പ്രതിബോധമാകതേ ഹരിസ്തുതി ഹരിസ്തുതി സർവവിപദ് വിമോക്ഷണം ദൃഷ്ടാമൃതേ ഗരുഡവാഹമിഭാരിവാഹ ആവിദ്യശൂലമഹിനോധത കാലനേമി തല്ലീലയാ ഗരുഡമോദിനി പദദ്ഗ്രഹീത്വാ തേനാഹനന്ദ്രവസവാഹമരിം ത്രദീശ മാല്യസുമാല്യതിബലൗ യുധീപേതുചക്രേണ കൃതശിരസാവത മാല്യവാഹം സ്ത്വം ആഹത്യതിഗ്മ ഗതയാഹനദണ്ഡചേന്ദ്രം താവച്ചിരോ ചിനനരേർന്നതോരിനാദ്യം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ ദേവാസുര സംഗ്രാമേ ദശമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഏകാദശരു ദേവേഷു ദൈത്യഗാനിഷു നാരദ ദേവാനവാരയൽ ശുക്രോ ഭൂതാൻ ദൈത്യാന ജീവയൽ ഇന്ദി ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി സേസിയ ഇൻ ദിസ് 11th ചാപ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് ഡെമിഗോഡ്സ് ഹു ഹാഡ് ദി നെക്ടർ ഓൾറെഡി they kept killing these demons because they became very powerful, and Sri Narada Maharshi came there and stopped them from doing that, killing these demons. And because Shukra Maharshi, Shukracharya comes, who are the teacher of the spiritual master of the demons, he comes there, and he had a special power in him called Mrida Sanjeevani Vidya. He knew how to give life back to those who were killed. Those who are dead, he can bring them back to life. Mrida Sanjeevani Vidya. Shukracharya knew this. So what Shukracharya did was, he came back and started giving back to the life to the demons again through this Mrida Sanjeevani Vidya. And that is what is in the next chapter. We will read that and then talk about it. Shri Shuka Vacha Atho Sura Pratyubalabdha Jadasa Parasya Pumsa Parayanukambaya Jagdur Brahim Shakra Shamiranadaya Stam Stanraneya Airabhisam Hadapuram Vairojanaya Samrabdo Bhagavan Pagashasana Udaya Chadida Vajram Prajaha Hedi Chukrushu Vajravani Stamahedam Tiraskriti Parasthidam Manasinam Susambanam Vijarandam Mahamrathe നടവൻ മൂഢമായ ബിർമായ ഏഷാന്മോ ജിഗീഷസി ജിത്വ ബാലാനിബദ്ധാക്ഷാൻ നടോ ഹരതി തദ്വനം ആരുരുക്ഷന്തി മായാഭിരുൽസിസ്രപ്സന്തി ദിവം താന്തസ്യനുദ്നോമ്യക്താൻ പൂർവസ്മാച്ച പദാധദ സോഹം ദുർമായിനസ്തേദ്യ വജ്രേണ ശതവർവണ ശിരോഹരിഷേ മന്ദാത്മൻ ഘടസ്വജ്ഞാതിഭി സഹ ബലിരുവാച സംഗ്രാമേ വർത്തമാനാനാം കാലചോദിതകർമ്മണാം കീർത്തിരജയോ അജയോ മൃത്യു സർവേഷാം സമനുക്രമാൽ തദിദം കാലരശനം ജനാ പശ്യന്തി സൂരയ ന ഹൃഷ്യന്തി ന ശോചന്തി യത്ര തത്ര യൂയം അപണ്ഡിതാഹ ന വയം അന്യമാനാനാം ആത്മാനം തത്ര സാധനം ഗിരോവ സാധു ശോച്യാനാം ഗൃഹണീമോ മർമ്മതാടന ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച ഇത്യാക്ഷിപ്പവിഭം വീരോ നാരാജൈവീരമർദ്ദന ആകർണപൂർണൈരഹന ആക്ഷേപൈരാഹതം പുന ഏവം നിരാകൃതോ ദേവ വൈരണ്യാദധ്യവാദിനാം നാമൃഷൽ തദതിക്ഷേപം തോത്രാഹതമിവ ദ്വിപ പ്രാഹരൽ കലിശം തസ്മ അമോഘം പരമദർശന പരമർദ്ദന സയാനോന്യവദദ്ഭൂമോ ഛിന്നപക്ഷമിവാചല സഖായം പതിതം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ജംഭോഭിലിസഹ സുഹൃൽ അഭ്യയാൽ സൗഹൃദം സഖ്യോ അർഹതസ്യാഭി സമാചരൻ സസിംഹവാഹമാസാദ്യ ഗദാമുദ്യമ്യ രംഹസ ജത്രാവതാടയ ചക്രം ഗജം ച സുമഹാബല ഗദാ പ്രഹരവ്യഥിതോ ഭൃശം വിഹരിതോ ഗജ ജാനുഭ്യാം ധരണീം സ്പൃഷ്ട കശ്മലം പരമം യയൗ തഥോ രഥോമാതിലയം ഹരിബിർദശതൈർവൃത ആനീതോ ദിവമുത്സൃജ്യ രഥമാരുരുഹേ വിഭു തസ്യ തൽപൂജയൻ കർമ്മ എന്തുർദാനവസത്തമ ശൂലേന ജ്വലത തം ദുസ്മയ മനോഹനം വൃധേ സേഹേരുജം സുദുർമർഷം സത്വമാലംബ്യമാതലി മാതലി ഇന്ദ്രോ ജംഭസ സംക്രുദ്ധോ വജ്രേണാപഹരച്ഛിര ജംഭം ശ്രുത്വ ഹതം തസ്യ ജ്ഞാതയോ നാരദാദൃശേ നമുജിശ്ച ബലപാകസ്തത്രാപേതുസ്തരാൻവിത വജോഭി പരുഷേരീന്ദ്രമർദ്ധയന്തോസ്യ മർമ്മസു ശരീരവാകിരൻ മേഘാധാരാഭിരിവ പർവ്വതം ഹരീന്ദ്രശതാനാജോ ഹരി അശ്വസ്യ ബലശരൈ താവത്ഭിരർദ്ധയാമാസ യുഗപല്ലഘുഹസ്തവാൻ ശതാഭ്യാം മാതലിം ഭാഗോ രഥം സാവയവം പൃഥക് സകൽ സന്ധാനമോക്ഷേണ തദ്ഭുതമഭൂദ്രണേ നമുജി പഞ്ചദശഭി സ്വർണമുഖൈർമഹേഷുഭി ആഹത്യവനദൽ സംഘേ സതോയമിവതോയത സർവദശരകൂടേന ശക്രം സരദസാരഥിം ചാദയാമ അസുരസുരാ പ്രാവുൽ സൂര്യമിവാംഭുവ അലക്ഷയന്തസ്തമതീവ വിഹുലാം വിചുക്രുഷോർദേവഗണാസഹാനുഗ അനുയോ അനു അനായക ശത്രുബേന നിർജിത വണിക്പഥ ഭിന്നനവോ യഥാർണവേ തതസ്തുരാഷ അനുഷുബദ്ധമഞ്ചരം വിനിർഗത സാശ്വരതദ്വിജാഗ്രണി ബഭൗ ദുഷ്കം പ്രതിവിംശ രോചയൻ സുതേജസ സൂര്യമിവ ക്ഷപാത്തേ നിരീക്ഷപ്രദനാം ദേവ പരൈരഭ്യർത്ഥിതാം രണേ ഉദയച്ഛദ്രവ്യം ഹന്തും വജ്രം വർജ്രധരോരുഷ സതൈനൈവ അഷ്ടധാരേണ ശിരസീ ബലപാകയോ ജ്ഞാതീനാം പശ്യതാം രാഞ്ച ജഹാര ജനയൻ ഭയം നഭുജിസ്തദ്ധ്വതം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ലോകാമർഷരുഷാന്യുത ജിഘാംസുരീന്ദ്രം നൃപദേ ചകാര പരമോദ്യമം അശ്മസാരമയം ശൂലം ഗന്ധാവധ്യമഭൂഷണം പ്രഗഹ്യാഭ്യദ്രവൽകൃതു ഹതോസിതി വിദർജയൻ പ്രഹിനോർദേവരാജായ നിനദൻ മൃഗരാടിവ തദാപതദ് ഗഗനതലേ മഹാജവം വിചിച്ഛിതേ ഹരിരുഷ്മി സഹസ്രധ തമാഹന്ദ്രവ കലിശേന കന്ധരേ രുഷാന്യുതസ്ത്രദിശപ്പതി ശിരോഹരാൻ ന തസ്സിഹി ത്വചമപി വജ്രമൂർജിതോ വിഭോയ സുരപതി നൌജസേരിത തദ്ഭുതം പരമതി വീര്യവിത്രബൽ തിരസ്കൃതോ നമുചി ശിരോധരധ്വജ തസ്മാദിന്ദ്രോപിവേച്ഛത്രോർ വജ്രപ്രതിഹതോ യദ കിമിദം ദൈവയോഗേന ഭൂതം ലോകവിമോഹനം യേന മേ പൂർവമന്ത്രീണാം പക്ഷച്ഛേദ പ്രജാത്യയേ കൃതോ നിർവിഷമാം ദ്വാരേ പദത്രയേ പദതാം ഭുവി തപസാരമയം ത്വ അഷ്ട്രം വൃത്രോ യേന വിഭാഷിത അന്യേ ചാപി ബലോ ഭേദ സർവാസ്ത്രയേ രക്ഷതത്വജ സ്വയം പ്രതിഹതോ വജ്രോ മയാ മുക്തോ അസുരൽപകേ നഹം തദാദേ ദണ്ഡം ബ്രഹ്മതേജോപ്യകാരണം ഇതി ശക്രം വിഷീദന്തമാഹവാകശരീരിണി നായം ശുഷ്കൈരഥോ നാർദ്രൈർവഥമർഹതി ദാനവ മയാസ്തേയദ്രോദത്തോ മൃത്യുർനൈവാർദ്രശുഷ്കയോ അതോന്യശ്ചിന്തനീയസ്തേ ഉപായോ മഖവൻ രിഭോ താം ദേവീം ഗിരമാകർണ്യം മഖവൻ സസമോഹിത ധ്യായൻ ഫേനഭദാവശ ഉപായം ഭയാത്മകം ന ശുഷ്കേണ ന ചാർദ്രേണ ജഹാര നമുജേ ശിര തം തുഷ്ടോർ മുനിഗണാം അമാലേശ്ചാവാകിരന്യുവിഭം ഗന്ധർവമുഖ്യോ ജഗതുർ വിശ്വാവസു പരാവസു ദേവദുന്ധുഭയോ നേതുർ തർനർത്തക്യോ ദന്തുർ മുത അന്യേപ്യേവം പ്രതിദിന്നും സ്വായ അഗ്നിവരുണാദയ സൂയോ അസുരസ്ത്രഹേർ മുഖാൻ കേസരിനോ യഥാ ബ്രഹ്മണ പ്രേഷിതോ ദേവൻ ദേവർഷിർ നാരദോ നൃവ വാരയാമാസ വിഭുതാൻ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ ദാനവസംക്ഷയം ശ്രീ നാരദ വാച ഭവദ്ഭിനമൃതം പ്രാപ്തം നാരായണഭുജാശ്രയേ ശ്രിയാ സമേധിതേ സർവ ഉപാരമത വിഗ്രഹാൽ ശ്രീശുഗോവാച സംയമ്യമന്യ സംരംഭം ആനയന്തോ മുനേർവച ഉപഗീയമാനാചാര്യൈ ഉപഗീയമാനാചാര്യൈ യേയു സർവേത്ര വിഷ്ടവം യേ അവശിഷ്ടരമണേ തസ്മിൻ നാരദ അനുമതേനദേ ബലിം വിപന്നമാതായ അസ്തം ഗിരിമുപാഗമൻ തത്രാവിനിഷ്ടാവയവാൻ വിദ്യമാന ശിരോധരാൻ ഉശനാ ജീവയാമാസ സംജീവിന്യാം സുവിദ്യയാ ബലിശ്ചോ ഉശനസാ സ്പൃഷ്ട പ്രത്യാപന്നേന്ദ്രിയ സ്മൃതി പരാജിതോപേർ നാ അഖില്യം നാ അഖിദ്യം ലോകതത്വ വിചക്ഷണാഃ ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ ദേവാസുര സംഗ്രാമേ ഏകാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
സോ ദീസ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് 10 and 11 this Devasura Yuddham, the fighting between the demigods and demons, it's a big war and it lasted for quite a long time, and that's what Shuka Brahmarshi is talking about here. And after this churning of the milk ocean, after discussing that, Shuka Brahmarshi says that one who is dependent on Krishna, he can live in this world without conflict. He will not have any problems. One who is accepting the authority of Krishna, in other words, so who is taking Krishna shelter. And if you do not take Krishna shelter, no matter how powerful you are and capable you are, still it will eventually end up into conflict. That's the way the world works. That is the principle Shuka Brahmarshi is explaining there. He's saying that you may be very capable in this world, but if you have Krishna, if you have no mercy from Krishna, in course of time, all your power and strength and everything will eventually develop into some conflicts, and it will end up in frustration. And that is what has happened here. You can see that in that verse. In the 10th chapter. Mm-hmm. ദേവദാനവ വീരാണാം ധ്വജിന്യോ പാണ്ഡുനന്ദന രേചിതുർ വീരമാലാഭിർ യാദസാം ഇവ സാഗരവ്. He says, Deva Dhanava Viranam. Deva means demigods. Dhanava means the demons. All of them, he says, are great people. They're all very powerful people. Both of them, demons and the demigods. But when they started fighting each other, between the demons and the demigods, you have to remember, they are sisters' children. Mothers are sisters, isn't it? Demigod's mother is Aditi and demon's mother is Didi. So it is their children, they are fighting each other. So this, when this fighting happened, it has exceeded the limit. It's gone beyond the limit. They've gone lost the control. And earlier Krishna has told the demigods that Rosha Kamastu Vasushu, in earlier chapter you will see there, never you should experience what was Krishna's instructions to them. Mahavishnu told them that Rosha Kamastu Vasushu, greed, anger and lust, these three things, which Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also, isn't it? Trividham Naragasedam Lobham Nashanam Alpana. In the Bhagavad Gita, you will see this verse. These three things, lust, anger and greed, these three things, Krishna has spoken here also to the demigods, not to develop that anymore inside. And lobham means you want everything excess, greed, that's it is, isn't it? And if you don't get it, then in the name of that, developing hate inside, and then start fighting, and revenge, and then competition each other. All these things will subsequently develop from lobham. So that's the problem with the lobham. Greed will turn into fighting, mutual fighting, because it develops hate inside, that I didn't get it, and therefore anger and then lust behind that. So he's saying there that Krishna is saying to them that don't develop these three demonic qualities, lust, anger, and greed. And it is when Krishna was talking, or Vishnu was talking all these things to the demigods, it was in the middle of that this war started. While he was instructing all these things, the war started. So what you can see here is that it's not due to lack of instructions we have problem in this world. It's not due to lack of instructions we are having any problems. And that rishis have told us that if you first recognize the temporary nature of the world and do not get attached to it, then this greed will not build up inside. So they are asking us, existence is so short, we have come temporarily and going from here, and in the short period of time here, why compete each other like this? This is their point. This matsaryam, and Bhagavatam also says matsaryam, isn't it? Marmalsaranam sadam. Matsaryam means this competing each other. I'm better than you, you're better than me. This mentality, it creates a lot of problems. And particularly, that is what in this chapter it is talking about. So, if you ask the question, why we are competing each other, we don't know ourselves. That's the most interesting thing of that. We are all competing in this world, each other. But what are we competing for? We don't even know that, isn't it? So, and if you ask the question, why you are fighting each other like this, and we say that it is impossible to stay without fighting. That is, yogunam tamogunam, how it overpowers everybody, isn't it? So, prabhaya brahmadejasa. So, they are saying that it's our nature like this to fight. And therefore, some silly reasons we will pick up and we will start fighting each other. Some silly thing, which is not worthwhile fighting for, because that ajnanam or avidya inside, even it is very deep-rooted,
This is how our thinking goes, isn't it? So, you've seen that in the churning of the milk ocean, how it happened. You can see how silly things they were fighting. Demigod says, we won't hold the tail of the Vasuki. Demon says, why we aren't given the tail of the Vasuki? On a silly thing like this, they could fight each other and develop into a war. And that nature in them is in us as well, isn't it? You can see that mentality behind it. All in the name of aristocracy. Demons are saying, we don't hold the tail. Why are we put in a lesser position than the demigods? So you can see their thinking, where it's coming from, this nature to fight, right? So lack of proper understanding and ignorance in a person can lead into this kind of situation, and that happens all the time in this world. So, if demons and demigods, big people than us, if they can fight each other because of this problem, the example is showing to us that many of the issues in this world also is on a similar reasons, nothing more than this. We look at it. But in any issue, without any reason fighting, without any reason, what Bhagavatam is saying to us is that this spirit of competition, it's not a good thing to develop in people's heart. It's not a good thing to develop that. But unfortunately, from a childhood, it is injected into them to compete, isn't it? And it is the two words they use there, dambham and malsaram. Malsaram is competition. So, Kapila Vasudev says in the third canto, you will see there, that when the children grow up, and before they know even who is the father and mother properly, before that, more powerful way we teach them how to develop these things, how to compete in this world. And that creates whole life hell for them in the situation. Madam, Malsarium, envy, all these things are injected into them. So, so lust, anger, greed, that grows along with that, with those three things. And that is injected into their heart at an early age in life by the parents and the society. And when it is injected such an early life, what will happen is it results later on when they grow up. It is very difficult to get rid of that from inside. The only thing, exception, you have seen that Hiranyakashipu could not do that to Prahlada. Before Hiranyakashipu injected this, what his qualities into Prahlada, Sri Narada Maharshi injected the transcendental qualities into him. Is it not? When he was in the womb, before he came out, Sri Narada Maharshi injected the transcendental qualities into him. And therefore, what Narada Maharshi did was, he injected bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam, those things into the heart of Prahlada. Then after that, that heart could not accept any other bad things. Because if heart is already filled with transcendental nature, transcendental qualities, then the evil things like matsaryam, dambham, lust, anger, greed, they cannot get in because already the other one has filled the place inside. So Narada Maharshi did that, and then in that heart, nothing will get in. No bad qualities will get in. And for us, it is not like that. Already the bad things are inside, madam, matsaryam, everything. And when it is filled up fully with that, even though we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not working. Because inside it is filled with the other bad things. So therefore, when good things, even though we are reading in the Bhagavatam and we are hearing it, it is still not working because it is already filled with the wrong things. And this is the difference. This is the difference. That is why Prahlada's life was a success, because he did not get injected with the bad things inside. So, with the result of all this is that, after effect of all this is fighting each other. So you can see two sisters' children, and honestly, issues. What is the issue here? Demigods are saying, we got to eat. The other one is saying, we didn't get to eat. Like children fight, isn't it? That we didn't, when the two children are there at home, if you give food to one and the other one didn't get it, the other one will make issue out of it. Similarly, on the issue of this nectar, these big personalities, demons and the demigods, they started fighting each other. They started fighting each other. So, all because they couldn't get to eat what they wanted to eat. So, that says, hey, generally all problems in this world starts from kitchen. Kitchen is the source of all the problems. In ashrams also, in temples also, everywhere if you go, you will see the source where everything begins is from kitchen. It seems to be that's the way the world is. It doesn't change. So Sri Shukla Paramahansa says here that this fighting in the kitchen for this nectar, what they were talking about, it ended up in a big war. Ended in a big war. So Sri Shukla Paramahansa says here that if you look at the small living beings, for example, the squirrels or these little small birds, rabbits and deer, all these things, in them if you observe, this ragadvesham is very little in them. You can see that. If you look at squirrels, these little small birds, rabbits, and also this deer and things like that, ragadvesham is very low in them. They don't have this revengeful nature in them. If you frighten them, they'll run away. That's all they do. They don't stand back and fight with you. They'll run away. All of them do the same thing. So that is because Satviya Bhavam is more in them. This mood of goodness is more in them. But even though those living entities who have this Satvic nature, even they, when this war started between the demons and the demigods, they had to take sides. Normally they don't get involved in anything. Their nature is like that. That means party spirit came up there. You have to join some party, isn't it? Either they have to join the demigod side or the demon side. Then, and that is why in the animals who are listed there in the fight, they have included all these animals as well. Normally they don't fight. Rabbits, where do you see them fighting? Or squirrels, they don't fight. They just run away. But even they have been listed in the animals who have been involved in the fighting for this reason, that they had to get involved, because you can see that in this world, this is all to show us the way the world operates in this world. Here also, even if you try to stay away from the problems, it is not possible. You have to take, between the nations, you can see when they fight, you have to join one side or the other. If you say that we are not involved, leave us alone, they won't let you go. They won't let you go. So, otherwise, if you don't join either side, you will get beaten from both sides. That's the way the world is, isn't it? So, and that is what is happening here. And you can see that normally many countries in this world, they don't want to get involved in the war. They want to just manage their life in this world. But somewhere a fight happens, everybody gets drawn into it. And that develops into a big scale war, isn't it? So, so that is what he is saying here, that that even if you say that you won't join any group, that if a fighting happens somewhere, you will be drawn into it, one way or the other. And you will have to bear the consequences of that, which we can see all the time, is it not? Somewhere some fighting is going on, but how, in a very, very subtle level, everybody gets pulled into it, one way or the other, and then it turns up into a big fight. So, that is what is shown here. So, in this fight with the demons and the demigods, Mali, Sumali, Namuchi, they are very powerful persons, assistants of Mahabali. Mahabali's right-hand men, they were there, and they have been killed. All these people have been killed. Who? Mali, Sumali, Namuchi. When they found it very difficult, that they couldn't bear this war anymore, because the demons were applying illusory powers.
Maya Prayogam. That means they could create artificially so many different situations in the war. And demigods didn't know how to counteract with that. You will see in the 10th chapter, the verse in the 54th verse, I think. Tatasuparnam Savarangri Pallavam. Tatasuparnam 54 in the 10th chapter. Tatasuparnam Sagradangri Pallavam Pishangavasa Navakanjalochana. Tandrishadashta Ayuda Bahurulasa Shri Kaustuba Anarkhi Kirida Kundalaha. Then, when this was happening, that demigods started asking for help from Krishna. They didn't know how to deal with the situation. So now and then, Krishna started appearing on the scene. Krishna started appearing on the scene. What did he say? What did he do when Krishna appeared? Krishna had a different plan altogether. That he mentions there, Tulkridabhi karma vyesha tato. In the Melpatur says this to Krishna, that Tulkradabhi karmamashesha vashato. Tulkradabhi karmashesha vashato. Instead of giving liberation to them when they were killed, Krishna had a different plan. What was that? The plan was, it is in these demons and demigods fighting, Krishna has selected the people whom Krishna wants to come when Krishna appears in the Dwaparayugam, in Dwaparayugam. So selection, because when, you know, in sports also they do that, isn't it? You will pick up, if you have got sports talent, football talent for example, all these football club managers are going around in the schools and checking who has got the skill and the talent for that, and they'll pick them up at an early age and take them to their academy and train them up, because they know that this man has got the, this child has got the potential in him which can be developed. Similarly, Krishna was looking for, in Krishnavadaram, a lot of demons had to come. So he decided who all should come in Krishnavadaram, who is going to get killed later by Krishna. So Krishna decided that although they were given back the life by Mahabali, through Shukracharya's power, Mother Sanjeevani, Krishna decided to select them in that battle, in the churning of the milk ocean. And that was what was happening there. So Krishna looked around who all should come in Krishnavadaram. And that selection process happened in the churning of the milk ocean. That's where it happened. Vihartukama. That Krishna is also very much like a sportsman. Spirit is there in Krishna as well. So that is why from that battlefield, Krishnavadaram, whoever has to participate, Krishna decided everybody, more or less at that time, who will come when Krishna appears in this world. And all the demons were selected at that time. That is why you can see Kamsa. Kamsa was a close friend of Mahabali. Mahabali's friend he was. And his name was Kalanemi at that time. He was Kalanemi. Krishna saw that Kalanemi was a very powerful fighter. So let him come as my uncle in the next life. And then Kalanemi came as Kamsa in the next life. So all that indication is there in the Bhagavatam. tulkridam adhiya shesha vashato ede maidam gadim. So, in this way, for Krishnavataram, preparation was in the 8th canto. 10th canto, Krishna is appearing. But preparation has already begun in the 8th canto. In the 8th canto. And devotees, great devotees, say this. They say that the preparation for Krishnavataram has begun even in the 8th canto itself. So now, more or less, Krishna has set the scene for Krishna's appearance. And those demons who were selected were, Krishna has already made up his mind who will come in the when Krishna appears here. That's why many of the demons who comes, they were all one time friends of Mahabali, and Mahabali was a great devotee as well. So now everybody is ready, but now Krishna has to prepare Radharani. Where is Radharani for this, for when Krishna comes here? So but how did Krishna, this is all great devotees' opinion about this, right? Some commentators have hinted at this also, that Radharani's role, who is going to take the Radharani's form, Radharani's dress. There was one personality there who has been meditating on the Mohini's form for a long period of time, who was so influenced by Mohini form, who was Shiva, Lord Shiva himself. So, because of meditating on the Radharani's form, Krishna has been looking for who should be Radharani when he comes here. Because all other posts have been filled in. So Radharani's post was still empty, vacant. So Krishna found out a person to fill that role of Radharani, and that was Lord Shiva. Shiva comes as Radharani. That is the conclusion of the many devotees. Because Shiva, meditating on that Mohini form for a long period of time, that qualities of Mohini, that qualities of Shiva has changed into this Radharani's form. Radha Devi's qualities are very much similar like Shiva, devotee, first class devotee's qualities, isn't it? And some devotees mention it like this, that Shiva has taken that form and come as Radharani. Anyway, the war was over, and Sri Narada Maharshi tries to prevent the war, to stop the war. He's trying for that. That normally the impression is Sri Narada Maharshi creates fight between people, isn't it? But in Srimad Bhagavatam, if you notice carefully, you will see that there is not much Sri Narada Maharshi is involved in fighting as such. But how did this thought develop in us that Narada Maharshi is the cause of fighting? Because when we talk about these things, that when people talk about the stories in the Bhagavatam or Mahabharatam, generally people conclude over Sri Narada Maharshi in that way, that he is the cause behind it. And it's a misunderstanding that he has developed like that, because Narada Maharshi actually did not create fighting. Instead, he was trying to prevent the war between the demons and the demigods. You can see there in the 11th chapter that mentions there that the... if you look into that verse 44, Bhavadbir Narada Vacham, Bhavadbir Amrutam Praptam, Narayana Bhuja Ashrayehi, Shriya Samedhida Sarva, Uparamada Vigrahal. Bhavadbir Amrutam Praptam, Narayana Bhuja Ashraye, Shriya Samedhida Sarvam, Uparamada Vigrahal. Uparamada Vigrahal. Says that Narada Maharshi says to Indra, after drinking this nectar and getting the strength, are you not ashamed to go and beat up your mother's sister's children like this? He's asking Indra in that way, that stop this war, he says. And at that point, when Narada Maharshi requested this, they stopped the war and they went back to their own abode, to the heavenly planets. They went back. And then at that time, Shukracharya says, I don't have any work now because all the demons have been killed. I've become jobless, he says. I have nothing to do, he says here, that my priesthood is finished. So what should I do? At that time, Narada Maharshi says to Shukracharya, don't worry about it, he said. You said Amrita Sanjeevani, which you have got, and whomever you want to come back to life, you bring them back into life again, he says. And what has happened? If you look at that verse 47, that in the 11th chapter, Tatra avinashta avayavan vidyamana shirodharan ushana jivaya masa samjivinyam so vidyaya. That is that. Tatra avinashtava avayavan vidyamana shirodharan ushana jivaya masa samjivinyam so vidyaya. Samjivini, that vidya, using that, he ushana, Shukracharya, brought them back to life again. He's saying like that. So those who are dead, the demons, and who are lying in the in that battlefield, he brought them back to life. Some demons, he didn't want them to bring them back to life, so he didn't do that. He didn't bring them back to life. Those whom he wanted, he brought them back to life. Whomever Shukracharya thought it is good to bring them back, he brought them back. And now after this, Mahabali's glory has to be spoken. Mahabali's glory. In the Bhagavatam, that is how it is. Mahabali's glory has to be spoken. And it is that glory is in that verse, Belischa Ushanaso Sprishta Pratyavan Indriya Smriti Parajidobi Naghidyam Logatattva Vijakshana. Mahabali's intelligence. How intelligent Mahabali is. There's a few verses there. Mahabali's words about the war. He's saying that in a war only one side will win. Both sides won't win. Mahabali had that maturity to see that. So therefore this war, at the moment, time is not favorable to us. Mahabali is saying this. At this moment in time, it's not favorable to us. So he's willing to accept the defeat at the right time and to give it up. And when I'm powerful, we will react at the right time. Because ultimately, time controls everything. Nobody is permanently winning in this world. Nobody is permanently losing also here. It's always somebody will, somebody will lose. So at this point in time, it is not favorable to us. That's why you see that word, Parajidobi, the last line. Na khidya lokatattva vijakshana. He knew this principle very well. Mahabali knew this. So he didn't want to continue this fighting anymore because of that. Mahabali is a point. Lokatattva vijakshana. Parajidobi na khidya lokatattva vijakshana. Belischa Ushanasa Sprashta Pratyavan Indriya Smriti. 47th verse. The last verse in that chapter. Lokatattva vijakshana. So, so Mahabali got killed, but he was brought back to life by Shukracharya. Shukracharya brought him back to life. And even though we lost the war, Shukracharya brought him back to life. Shishyo Mahalma Arthanivedanena. In the 15th chapter, when they talk about Mahabali, they will say like this. His disciple Shukracharya Mahabali Mahalma. It's a great personality. Shishyo Mahalma Arthanivedanena. That surrender Mahabali had for Shukracharya. As a spiritual master and the disciple in that way. That therefore he is a Mahalma in that sense. And it is to this Mahalma Krishna is going to come now in the form of Vamanamurti. Vamanavataram is to give mercy to Mahabali. Give mercy to Mahabali. So it is at this point Narada Maharshi goes to, at this point in time, what does Narada Maharshi do? He goes to Lord Shiva and informs Lord Shiva of this Mohini Murti's appearance. Mohini Murti's appearance. And he comes back here and Shiva comes there and sees Mohini form. And what happened was how Lord Shiva fell into that difficulty with Mohini. Difficulty with Mohini. So there is one issue here that people generally think that Lord Shiva got attracted to Mohini and fell down. That's how misunderstanding comes about Lord Shiva, like this. What we have to realize here, Sridhara Swami mentions this, he says that actually Lord Shiva with Sri Parvati and the children, right? And when Lord Shiva saw Mohini, he ran to Mohini Murthy, leaving Sri Parvati and others behind. Sridhara Swami's commentary on that is, who is Sri Parvati? Sri Parvati is Maya, isn't it? Durga Devi. She is in charge of Maya. If you leave Maya, and what he has done, Shiva has done is, he left Maya and went after the truth, Krishna. So in no way you can find any fault in that. What he did is the right thing. But to teach us that even personalities like Shiva can have a change of problem with the mind. Mind can be easily put into difficulty. That is the intention behind it. To teach us the flickering nature of the mind. Not to minimize the glory of Shiva. That is not the interest behind it. To teach us, you should never trust this thing called mind at any point in time. Even after self-realization, it can come back and haunt us. That is how powerful the mind is. So while dealing with the mind, how one has to be always never to trust this mind. Rishabhadev also said the same thing. You remember that? That in the fifth canto, Rishabhadev's instructions to his sons, he was saying that never trust this mind. That's why Parikshit Maharaj asked that question at that time to Shuka Brahmarshi, that how is that Rishabhadev, when he was leaving his body, the different mystic powers came. Anima, Mahima, Legima, Gerima and all that. And they wanted to please him. And he told them to go. Why did he do that? Because after all, he is a realized person. How can a realized person be affected by these mystic powers? At that time, Shuka Brahmarshi says to Parikshit, Parikshit, it is true that a realized soul generally not affected by, generally, he says, is not affected by any kind of provocations like this from the mystic powers. But because they are so careful that if something happens later, they take precaution like this, never they will trust the mind. So because Rishabhadev was thinking, if ever anytime things desire happens inside, these mystic powers will take control over that. So he didn't want that to happen. That's why he told them to go. He explains that in that fifth canto. So, and there again, he gives this example also that with Shiva's relationship with Mohini, how it developed and how that caused the problems. So that is how that two chapters finish. Bilischo Ushanasasprashta Pratyabhanendriya Smriti Parajidovi Nagidhyam Logadatta Vijakshana. So that's where that war finishes. And then in the next chapter, Mohini's appearance. Dwadashi, this is Sridhara Swami's verses. Dwadashi Mohini Rupam Vibhramam Vibhrama Lokanul Sugam Bhavam Samohaya Masa Hari Punarasandvayal. Krishna's Mohini form and the form, that form what it has created, the Vibhramam, the confusion in everybody's mind, to see that how Lord Shiva humps himself and he himself falls into that moham, and then how he was consoled by Mahavishnu later. Amuhya Asura Vishnu Mayayatna Tadalbhudam Idi Vaktum Mahadevam Mohoyam Upavarnyade. By Krishna's Maya, not only the demons got captivated by that and got into difficulties, that is not surprising at all, Sridhara Swami says there. That's not surprising at all. Because if Mahadeva, who killed Kamadeva, Cupid, isn't it? If he got affected by that, what can we say? He's saying like that about that Mohini incarnation. So Mohini incarnation is an important incarnation. We'll tell you why. Sri Shuka Brahmarshi in the Bhagavatam pays obeisances for only 5 incarnations in the Bhagavatam. Only 5 incarnations, Shuka Brahmarshi pays his obeisances. First one is Rishabhadev, Rishabha incarnation. you will see the last verse there, that he is paying his obeisances to Rishabhadev. And the second one is the fish incarnation. Jinma meenam natosmi, he says. Jinma meenam natosmi. Fish incarnations. These are five instances in the Bhagavatam where Shukha Brahmarshi pays his obeisances to these incarnations. Not all. First the Rishabhadev incarnation, secondly the fish incarnation. And the third one is this, Mohini incarnations, which has actually made Shukha Brahmarshi, some Shukha Brahmarshi doesn't easily pay obeisances to anybody like that, because he's in that state, isn't it? So it is unusual for him to pay obeisances, but Mohini Murthy, seeing even Lord Shiva's predicament and how that form, we say about name and form so much, isn't it? How that form of Mohini Murthy has affected Shiva to that extent that he left Sri Parvati and went after her. And therefore he pays obeisances to Mohini Murthy here. So this is the third one. And the fourth one is for Lord Ramachandra. Kausalendra, he says, Namami. And face to Ramachandra and finally to Krishna. Only these five. Krishna Samyam Nadosmi. That was at the last minute before leaving. When after Bhagavatam was spoken to Uddhava, instructions were given, Ekadasha Skandam, everything. It is after that obeisances to Krishna. So only in five places in the Bhagavatam you will see Krishna paying obeisances to five different appearances. Rishabhadev, fish incarnation, Mohini form, Sri Ramachandra, and finally Krishna himself. So these five important places. So therefore Mohini seems to be, from Shukha Brahmarshi's point of view, an important appearance. Shri Bhadaraya Niruvacha Vrushadvajo Nishamedam Yoshidrubena Dhanavan Mohayitvan Suraganan Hari Somam Apayayal Vrushamaryuhya Girisha Sarvabhuda Ganeir Vrada Sahadeviyaya Udrashtam Yatraste Madhusudana Sabhajido Bhagavada Sadaram Somayabhava Subhavishtuva Chedam Pradipujasmayan Harim Shri Mahadeva Vacha Deva Deva Jagadhyu Abhi Jagadisha Jagan Maya Sarvesham Abhi Bhavanam Tum Alma Hedur Ishwara Adhyandavasayan Madhyamidam Anyadaham Bahir Edo Avayasan Edanim Tal Satyam Brahmajit Bhavan Tavaiva Charanam Bhojam Shreyas Kamani Rashisha Visrujo Bhayada Sangam Munaya Samupasade Tum Brahma Burnam Amurtham Vigunam Vishogam Anandam Atram Avigaram Ananyadanyal Vishwasa Hedrudaya Sidisamyamanam Samyamanam Alma Alme Shurascha Tadabeksha Dhanatayana Beksha Egastumeva the Sadasadvayam Advayam Cha Sornam Gradagradam Ivehana Vastubhedam Atyanadastui Janeru Vihido Vigalpo Yasmad Guner Vidigaro Nirupadigasyam Tuam Brahmam Kejidavayam Dita Dharma Mege Ege Param Sadasado Purusham Paresham Anyeva yandi nava shakti yudam param tuam kejin maha purushama bemal madandram naham para irushayo namarichi mukhya janandi yad virajidam khalu tattva sargaha yanmaya mushuda cheda saisha daitya martya adaya kimida shashyam abhadra vrtaha sattvam samihidam adastiti janmanasham bhudehidam jajagado bhavabandha moksho vayur yada vishadigam charakasarajarakhyam sarvam dalmagdaya vagamo varunse Avadaro maya drishtarama manasade gunai soham tadrashtumichami yelte yoshir vaburdradham yena samohida daityam paidascha amrudam suraha tadidrakshavamayada param kauduhalam hina shri shuka uajam evam abhyartido vishnu bhagavan shulavaninam prahasya bhava gambhiram girisham pratyabhashada shri bhagavan uajam Kaudu halai daityanam, Yoshidu asho mayakrada, Pashida suragariani gede, Piyusha bhajani, Tadeham drashishami, Dadrasho surasatama, Kamina, Bahumandavyam, Sangalpa prabhavodayam, Shri Shukavajam. Iti bruano bhagavan, Tatraivan daradi yada, Sarodas charim, Chachur bhavamaste, Sahodayam, Tato dadrasho bhavani, Varastriyam, Vijitra pushparuna balavadrume, Vikridam, Kandugali laya, Lesadugula, Parishandidam, Bhamekhalam, Avartan or Dorta Kumbidastana Prakrishtaharo Rubhare Pade Pade Prabhajamanamyo Madhyaschal Padapravalam Nayadim Yutadastada Dikshul Brahmal Kunduka Jajwalair Drusham Prodignadara Idalo Lelo Janam Sogarna Vibraja Kundalo Elasal Kapolan Ilalaga Mandidanam
ശലധൂലം കബരീഞ്ച വിച്ഛുതം സന്നഹിരീം വാമകരേണ വൽഗുന വിനിഗ്നീമന്യകരേണ കന്തുകം വിമോഹയന്തിം ജഗദാത്മമായ താം വീക്ഷദേവം ഇതി കന്തുകലീലയേഷു ീഡാസ്തുപുരസ്ഥിത വിസൃഷ്ടകുടാക്ഷമുഷ്ട സ്ത്രീ പ്രേക്ഷണ പ്രതിസമീക്ഷണ വിഹുലാത്മ ആത്മാനമന്തിയമുവാം സ്വഗണാംശ്ചവേദാംസ്തകന്തുഗോ യദ ഗതോ വിദൂരം തമനുവ്രജൻ സ്ത്രീയ വാസത്മസൂത്രം ലഘുമാരുതോ ഹരൽ ഭവസ്യ ദേവസ്യ കിലാപശ്യ കിലാനുപശ്യതാം ഏവം ത്വം രുചിരാപാംഗിം ദർശനീയം മനോരമാം ദൃഷ്ട്വാ തസ്യാം മനഃശ്ചക്രേ ഉഷജ്ജാത്യാം ഭവ കില തയാ അപഹൃത വിജ്ഞാനം തൽസ്കൃതസ്മര വിഹ്വല ഭവാന്യാമപി പശ്യന്ത്യാം ഗതഹൃൽ തൽപദം യയോ സാ താമയാം താമയാന്തമാലോക്യ വിവസ്ത്രാ വ്രീഡിതാ വൃഷം നിലീയമാന വൃക്ഷേഷു ഹസന്തി നാന്യതിഷ്ഠതാം താമന്യു ഗച്ഛൽ ഭഗവാൻ ഭവ പ്രമുഷിതേന്ദ്രിയ കായസ്യ കാമസ്യ വശം നീതകരേണും ഇവ യൂഥവ സോനവ്രവ്യാതിവേഗേന ഗൃഹീത്വം നിച്ഛതീം സ്ത്രീയം കേശബന്ധമുപാനീയം ബാഹുഭ്യം പരിഷസ്വജേ സോഭഗൂഢാഭവതാ കരുണാകരിണീ യഥാ ഇമസ്തത പ്രസർപ്പന്തി വിപ്രകീർണ ശിരോരുഹ ആത്മാനം മോചയിത്വാംഗാ സുരർഷഭുജാന്തരാൽ പ്രാദ്രവത്സ പൃഥുശ്രോണി മായാ ദേവവിനിർമ്മിത തസ്യാസോ പദവീം തദ്ര രുദ്രോ വിഷ്ണോരത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ പ്രത്യപദ്ധ്യതകാമേന വൈരിണേവ വിനിർജിതാ തസ്യാനുധാവതോ രേതശ്ച സ്കന്ധ അമോഘരേതസ ശുഷ്മിനോ യുധവസ്യേവ വാസിതാമനുധാവത യത്രയത്ര അവതന്മഹ്യം രേതസ്ഥസ്യ മഹാത്മന താനീ രൂപ്യസ്യേംനശ്ച ക്ഷേത്രാണ്യാസന്മഹീപദേ സരിൽ സരസുശൈലേഷു വനേഷു ഉപവനേഷു ച യത്ര ചാസന്നശ്രേസ്തത്ര സന്നിഹിതോ ഹര സ്കന്ദേരേദിശോപശ്യ ആത്മാനം ദേവമായേയ ജടീകൃതം നൃപശ്രേഷ്ഠ സന്യവർത്തത കശ്മലാൽ അഥാവഗതമാഹാത്മ്യം ആത്മനോ ജഗദാത്മന അപരിജ്ഞേയ വീര്യസ്യ നമേനേ തദുഹാത്ഭുതം തമവിക്ലമപീഡം ആലക്ഷമധുസൂദന ഉവാച പരമപ്രീതോ ബിബ്രൽ സ്വാം പൗരുഷീം തനും ശ്രീഭഗവാനുവാച ദിഷ്ട്വാ ത്വം വിപുലശ്രേഷ്ഠോ സ്വാം നിഷ്ഠാം ആത്മനസ്ഥിത എന്മേ ശ്രീരുപയാ സ്വൈരം മോഹിതോപ്യംഗമായേയ കോനുമേതിരന്മേയാം വിശ്വവിവിഷക്തസ്തുദ്രദേ പുമാൻ തദം സ്തുതനീം സൃജതീം ഭാവാന്തുസ്തരാമകൃതാത്മഭി സ്വയം സ്വയം ഗുണമയീമായ നത്വാമഭിഭവിഷ്യതി മയാ സമേതാ കാലേന കാലരൂപേണ ഭാഗശ ശ്രീശുകൗവാചാം ഏവം ഭഗവതാ രാജൻ ശ്രീവത്സാംഗേന സൽകൃത ആമന്ത്രകം പരിക്രമ്യ സഗണ സ്വാലയം യയൗ ആത്മാംശഭൂതാം തം മായാം ഭവാനീം ഭഗവാൻ ഭവ ശംസദാം ഋഷിമുഖ്യാനാം പ്രീത്യാചഷ്ടാധമാരതാം അഭിവ്യമശ്യസ്ത്വമജസ്യമായാം പരസ്യ പുംസ പരദേവതായ അഹം കലാനാം ഋഷഭോ വിമുഖ്യേ യയാവശോന്യേ കിമുദാ സ്വതന്ത്രാഹ യം മാമപൃച്ഛസ്തുവേത്യയുഗാൽ സമാസഹസ്രാന്തമുപാരതം വൈ സമയഷ സാക്ഷാൽ പുരുഷ പുരാണോ നയത്ര കാലോ വിശദേ നവേദ ശ്രീശുകോവാച ഇതി ദേഭി ദസ്താത വിക്രമശാർഗധന്വന സിന്ധോർ നിർമ്മധേനയേന ധൃതപൃഷ്ടേ മഹാചല ഏതന്മുഹോ കീർത്തയതോ നിശുണ്ണതോ നരീഷ്യതേ ജാതു സമുദ്യമ ക്വചിൽ യദുത്തമശ്ലോക ഗുണാനുവർണനം സമസ്ത സംസാര പരിശ്രമാപഹം ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് വേർഡ്സ് ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ഒബേസാൻസസ് ടു മോഹിനി അസദ വിഷയമംഘ്രിം ഭാവഗമ്യം പ്രമന്നാം അമൃതമരവര്യാൻ ആശയൽ സിന്ധുമധ്യം കപടയുപതിവേഷോ മോഹയസ്യ സുരാരീം തമഹമുപസൃതാനാം കാമപൂരം നതോസ്മേ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ ശങ്കരമോഹനം നാമ ദ്വാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ഇന്ദി Next chapter, we'll read a few chapters and then come back to the summary of that. So in the next chapter, Sridhara Swami says there that from the seventh Manu, that is current Manu, from here onwards to the end of all the Manandrams, in one day of Lord Brahma, always remember this, that there is 14 Manus in one day of Lord Brahma. One Lord Brahma's one day is 1000 Chaturyugam. Isn't it? One Chaturyugam is Kritam, Kritayugam, Tridayugam, Dwaparayugam, Kaliyugam. These four yugas together is called one Chaturyugam. 1000 of those Chaturyugam makes a day of Lord Brahma. In that 1000 Chaturyugams, 14 Manus appear. So each Manu has got 71 Chaturyugams. 994 goes like that. And then the remaining 6 Chaturyugam is an overlap that goes into the next one. So it gets carried over into the next one.
So in this 71 Chaturyugams, each Manu has got, Manu changes. So they have listed the Manu's names in the earlier chapter. So up to 7th Manu, it has come now. And the 7th Manu onwards, their story is spoken in a nutshell here in the next chapter. Let's finish that. Shri Shuka Vacham. Manurvivasada putra shraddhadevam idishvada saptamo vartamano yastavatyani menshranu ikshagur nabhagas chaiva drishti shariyadire evacha narishyandoda nabhaga saptamo dishtamuchyade karushascha prashadrascha dashamo vasuma ansmrida manurvivasada svede dashaputra parandava aditya vasvo rudra vishwadevo marulgana ashino vrishbho raya indrasesham purandara. Each Manu's time, there will be Manu's children will be there. The seven rishis will be there, saptarishis, they will be there. And the demigods will be there, Indra will be there, and there will be appearance of Krishna also. Some incarnation will be there for each Manu's time. Everything changes. In each Manu changes, naturally his children will be different. And then the Saptarishis will change. You will see in the Bhagavatam listed that. Each Manu's, who are the Saptarishis? They are spoken there. So Saptarishis changes, and demigods will change, Indra will change, and Krishna's incarnation also will change. Shri Shubha, so Kashyapa Atri Vasishthascha, these are the rishis they are talking about, Saptarishis in this Manu's years. Kashyapam Atri Vasishthascha Vishwamitravada Gautama Jamadangnir Bharadvajam Iti Saptarishaya Smrida. Atrabi Bhanavajanma Kashyapa Adidere Bhul Adityanama Varajo Vishnur Vamana Rupadrak Samshevadomayoktani Saptama Nandarani De Bhavishyani De Vachyami Vishnu Shaktyani Dani Cham Vivasadashade Jaye Vishwakarmasude Ubhe Samya Chaya Charajendra E Pragabhidetava Tridiyambadava Mega Tasam Samya Sudastraya Yamoyami Shraddhadeva Chaya Yascha Sudashranum. Savarni Samadhi Kanya Bharya Sambaraseya Shaneshcharastatriyo Bhuda Ashino Badavalmajo Ashtamendra Maya De Savarni Bhavida Manu Nirmoga Virajasthandya Savarni Dhanayandrava Tartadeva Sudabasa Viraja Mamruda Prabha Tesham Virojana Sudo Belirindro Bhavishedi Datu Emam Yajamana Vishnaveya Padatrayam Radha Indravadam Hitva Tada Siddhimava Apsesi Yoso Bhagavada Bandha Pridena Sudale Puna Niveshado Diye Surga Adhunaste Suradiva Galavo Diptiman Ramo Dronabutra Krapasatha Krishna Shanga Pida Asmagam Bhagavan Bhadarayana Ime Saptrashe Satra Bhavishandi Swayogada Idani Masairajan Sveswa Ashrama Mandale Deo Hil Sarasatyam Sarvo Homeidi Prabhu Stanam Purandara Dratva Balaye Dasya Dishwara Naomodasha Savarni Andan Varuna Sambhava Budagedur Dipta Gedu Itya Dya Talsudanrapam Para Marijar Garbhadya Deva Indral Bhaspada Dudimal Prabhuka Satra Bhavishandarshaya Stata Ayushmoda Budaraya Shabho Bhagavel Kala Bhavida Yena Samratam Trilogim Bhochadel Buddha Dashamo Brahma Savarni Ubashloka Sudo Mahan Talsuda Burishena Adyam Havishmal Pramukha Dvijaham Havishman Sukhadi Satyo Jayo Murtistada Dvija Suvasana Virudhadya Deva Shambho Sureshwara Vishwaksena Vishuchyam Tu Shambho Sakhyam Garishadi Jadasu Amshena Bhagavan Grahe Vishwasrajo Vibhu Manurvai Dharma Savarni Ekadashamam Alpavan Anagadas Talsuda Ascha Satya Dharmadaya Dasha Vihangama Kamagama Nurvana Rujaya Sura Indrascha Vaidradastesha Mushayascha Arunadaya Arigasi Sudastatra Dharma Seduridhi Spruda Vaidradaya Hariram Shastralogim Dharishadi Bhavida Rudra Savarni Raja Dwadashamo Manum Devan Upadevascha Deva Shrestha Desuda Hrita Dhamaja Trendo Devascha Haridadaya Krishayascha Dabo Murte Stavasya Agni Dragadaya Sudama Kyo Hari Ramsha Sathi Yishri Manu Andaram Satya Sakasa Sunudaya Sudo Vibhu Manustrayo Desho Bhavyo Deva Savarni Dal Makhan Chitrasena Vijitra Adyo Deva Savarni Dehaja Deva Sukarma Sutra Ama Samya Indro Divaspadi Nirmamada Tatu Dashadya Bhavishyandarshayastada Devahotra Sadane Upaharta Divaspade Yogeshwaro Hariram Sho Brihatyam Sambhavishyadi Manurva Indra Savarni Chaturdashamame Shadi ഒരു ഗംഭീര ബുദ്ധിയാദ്ര ഇന്ദ്രസാവർണി വീര്യച പവിത്ര ചാക്ഷുഷാദേവ ശുചിരിന്ദ്രോ ഭവിഷ്യതി അഗ്നിർബാഹു ശുചി ശുദ്ധോ മാകദാദ്യാസ്തപസ്വിന സത്രായണസ്യതനയോ ഭൃഗൽഭാനുസ്തദാ ഹരി വിധാനായം മഹാരാജ ക്രിയാ തന്ത്യുന്യതായിത രാജം ചതുർദശ ഇതാനി ത്രികാലാനുഗതാനിതേ പ്രോക്താമന്യൈർഭീത കൽപ്പോ യുഗസഹസ്രപര്യയ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ മന്യന്തരാനുവർണ്ണനം നാമ ത്രയോദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
സോ ബേസിക്കലി ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വാസ് അബൌട്ട് മനുസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് മന്യന്തരംസ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് മനുസ് ആൻഡ് ദേർ അതേഴ്സ് ഹു കംസ് അലോങ് വിത്ത് ദാറ്റ് മനു. നെക്സ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി സേസ് ചതുർദശേ തു സർവേഷാം മന്വാദീനാം യഥായശം പൃഥക് കർമാണി വർണ്യന്തി ഭഗവദ്വശവർത്തിനാം. Then that Manu's children, Manu and Manu's children, they have proper instructions from the higher level what they have to do here, and therefore their activities in this world, how these, that is what is spoken in the 14th chapter. We think that there is no higher authority, but there is a higher authority operating all the time. Only thing is our limited lifespan in this world, we have nothing much to be taken into account seriously. Krishna's arrangement is such that great personalities are managing the administration of the whole creation, isn't it? So that is why you will see here when you read this that Manus and the Manus children, they have come with a certain mission. They have the responsibility for the administration of the whole planetary systems everywhere, and therefore their karma, what their activities are all clearly defined, their job description given to them very clearly, what they have to do. And therefore you will see, Rajavacha, Manandeshu Bhagavan Yathara, Mana Anyo Adayasthime, Yasmin Karvaniye, Yena Niyuktasta Vadaswame, Krishiruvacha, Manavo Maniputrashchamuneyascha Mahipade, Indra Suraganashchaiva Sarve, Purusha Shasana, യജ്ഞാദയോ യാഖരിത പൗരുഷ്യസ്തനവോ നൃപ മനു ആദയോ ജഗദ്യാത്രം നയന്തി അഭി പ്രചോദിതാഹ ചതുര്യഗാന്ധേകായേന ഗസ്താശ്രുതി ഗണാന്യഥാ തപസാ ഋഷയോ പശ്യന്യതോ ധർമ്മസനാതന തഥോ ധർമ്മം ചതുഷ്പാദം മനവോ ഹരിണോദിതാം യുക്താ സഞ്ചാരയന്ത്യധാ സ്വേ സ്വേ കാലേ മഹീം നൃപാഃ പാലയന്തി പ്രജാപാല യാവദന്തം വിഭാഗശ യജ്ഞഭാഗഭുജോ ദേവ യേചത്രാന്യുദാശ്ചതൈ ഇന്ദ്രോ ഭഗവതാ ദത്താം ത്രൈലോക്യശ്രയമൂർജിതാം പുഞ്ചാനപാതി ലോകാം സ്ത്രീൻ കാമം ലോകേ പ്രവർഷതി ജ്ഞാനം ജാനയുഗം ബ്രൂതേ ഹരിസിദ്ധ സ്വരൂപദൃക് കൃഷിരൂപധര കർമ്മേ കർമ്മ യോഗം യോഗേശരൂപദൃക് സർഗം പ്രജേശരൂപേണ ദസ്യുൻ ഹന്യാൽ സ്വരാഡ് വഭു കാലരൂപേണ സർവേഷാം അഭാവായ പൃഥഗ്ഗുണ സ്തൂയമാനോ ജനേരേഭിർ മായയാന അമരൂപയ വിമോഹിത ആത്മവിർനാന ദർശനേർന്ന നജ ദൃശ്യതേ ഏതൽ കൽപ്പവികൽപ്പസ്യ പ്രമാണം പരികീർത്തിതം എത്ര മന്യന്തരാണി ആഹു ചതുർദശ പുരാവിദ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ ചതുർദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
ശ്രീധരസ്വാമി സേസ് ഇൻ ദി നെക്സ്റ്റ് 15th ചാപ്റ്റർ ബലിം പഞ്ചദശേ വിശ്വജിത ആചാര്യ അയാജയൻ തദാസൌ സ്വർഗമജയൽ ഭയാൽ ദേവാ നിലില്യതേ. The rishis, Bhrigu and others, they asked Mahabali, seeing Mahabali's situation, Mahabali has lost the war and feeling very depressed at that time. So Bhrigu and others approached Mahabali and told him to perform a sacrifice called Vishwajit. Vishwajit means performing that sacrifice, Mahabali managed to control the whole planetary systems, not only earthly planet, higher planetary system, lower planetary systems, everything. And due to that, again, the demigods had to flee from the heavenly planets. So all the time you can see that life is not very pleasant even in the heavenly planets. You don't know when Hiranyakashipu and Mahabalis and others will come. And there could be attacks all the time. So that fear of material existence even stays in the heavenly planets. All these things are spoken to us to tell us not to get attracted by heavenly planets, to think that heavenly planets are a better place to stay. It is not. So it's here that Mahabali goes and attacks the heavenly planets and takes control over that. And that is what is spoken in this chapter. അത്രേരിതേ നവാധ്യായം വാമം വാമനചേഷ്ടിതം നിഗ്രഹ ചലതോ യത്ര ബലേർ ഭൂയാദ് അനുഗ്രഹ. ഈ സൈസ് from 9 chapters from here, for 9 chapters from here, it's Vamanavataram. That beautiful pastime of Krishna in the form of Vamana, in the form of Vamanamurti. And in these pastimes, it will appear as though Vamanamurti was trying to kill Mahabali. But it was actually not killing Mahabali, but instead it was a blessing for Mahabali. So, Nigraham, Anugraham. Anugraham is blessing, Nigraham is killing. Nigraha Rubena Anugraham. In the form of killing, giving a blessing to Mahabali. That is what this next Vamanavataram is all about. That in the form of, when Krishna does something, there is always benefit from that. Nothing is all, any loss at any time. So that is why this Mahabali's pastimes, which we will see now in the few chapters, appears as though Mahabali has been killed by, appears the intention was to kill Mahabali, but it is not so. That instead Krishna wanted to bless Mahabali, and there is various reason behind that, which you will see that mercy followed from Prahlada. Remember that? Prahlada's grandson is Mahabali, isn't it? And how Krishna's mercy flows through generations in the family. And Mahabali is the best example for that. We'll read, we'll come to that later. Rajo Vacha Bale Padatrayam Bhume Kasmad Harira Yachada Budeshara Kripanaval Labdha Arthobi Babandadam Edadvedidam Ichyava Mahal Kauduhala Mihina Yajnyashrasya Purnasya Bandhanam Chapyana Shasam Shri Shukavaja Parajada Shri Rasubishchahabido Mahi Indriyena Rajan Bhrugubhissa Jeevidam Sarvatmanana Bhajatana Bhajat Bhrugun Bali Shishu Mahalmartha Nivedanina Tam Brahmano Bhagava Priyamana Ayaja Yanushida Trinagam Jigishamanam Vidina Bishicha Mahabishagena Mahanubhava Tadhore the Kanchana Patanatham Hayascha Hidya Chaduranga Varna Dojascha Simhena Virajamana Udashana Dasahavir Birishtal Dhanischa Divyam Puradobanatham Tunavirito Kavajamja Divyam Pidam Hastasa Dadojaman Amlana Pushpam Jalajamja Shukraham Evam sa viprajada yodhanar taste kalpida suste nodha vipran pradakshini krithi krita pranamam prahlada mamandra namaschakaram. After performing this Vishwajit sacrifice, Mahabali says to Shukracharya, what shall I do now? Shukracharya says to Mahabali, go, they will leave you, they won't fight even with you, they will run away when they see you, he said. Because Shukracharya knows very well the power of this Brahmanas, Bhrigu and others who conducted that sacrifice. And Mahabali paid his obeisances to Shukracharya. At that time, Pidamahastyasya Dadaujamalam Amlana Pushpam Jalajamja Shukra. He put one garland on Mahabali's neck and told Mahabali, only when the flower in this garland starts fading, loses its freshness, only then you have to worry. That means this garland will remain like this till you achieve your goal. That means to control in all the three planetary systems. In that way, Mahabali was blessed by Shukracharya at that time. That's what he's saying. Pidamahastasya dadaujamalam amlana pushpam jalajamja shukra. Then what else Mahabali did? Mahabali is such an intelligent person. Before he left, he goes to his grandfather, Prahlada, and pays obeisance. Circumambulated Prahlada. Pradakshini Kritya Krita Pranamam. And then Prahlada Mamandra Namaschakara. Prahlada put his hands on Mahabali and told, blessed him. Prahlada's hand, what does that mean? Narasimham. Present there, isn't it? Prahlada's position is talked in Mahabhagavadam in so many places. You will see in the 7th canto, now in the 8th canto, and then you will see in the 11th canto spoken Prahlada's name. Even though born in the demonic race, but that bhakti in the Prahlada's heart is appreciated very much by Shukabrahmarshi, Yudhishthira and many others. So that's why it says, Pradashne Kritya Krita Pranamam Prahlada Mamandra Namaschakara. Prahlada goes and, Prahlada sitting there and Mahabali goes and pays obeisances to him. And that was enough. Because if Prahlada blesses somebody, it means Narasimhamurti is blessing him. Prahlada's hand is blessed by Narasimham. So, that is what it is. Adham Aryukhi Ratham Divyam Bhrigudattam Maharatha
സുശ്രദ്ധരോധ സംസംഹ്യ തന്വി ഖഡ്ഗി കൃതേശ്വരി ഹേമാംഗദ്ര സദ്ബാഹു സ്ഫുരൻ മകരകുണ്ഡലം രരാജരഥമാരൂഢം ധിഷ്ണ്യസ്ത ഇവ ഹവ്യവാട്ട് തുല്യ ഐശ്വര്യബലശ്രീവി സ്വയൂധർ ദൈത്യയൂധവൈ പിബൽഭിരിവഹം ദർഹബിർ പരിധീനിവാം ഭൃതോ വികാർഷൻ മഹേദീം ആസുരീം ദ്വജിനീം വിഭു യാവീന്ദ്രപുരീം സുധ്വാം കുംഭയനിവരോദസി രമ്യ ഉപവനോദ്ധ്യാനേ ശ്രീമൽഭിർനന്ദനാദിപി കൂജഡ്ഭംഗമിതീർഗായൻ മത്തൻ മധുപ്രദൈ പ്രവാളഫലപുഷ്പോരു ഭാരശാഖ അമരദ്രുമൈ ഹംസസാരസ ചക്രാഹും കാരണ്ഡവ കുലാകുല നളിന്യോ എത്ര ക്രീഡന്തി പ്രമദ സുരസേവിത ആകാശഗംഗയാ ദേവ്യ വൃതാം പരിഖഭൂതയ പ്രകാരേണ അഗ്നിവർണേന സാഠാളേന ഉന്നതേന ച രുക്മപട്ടാകപാടിശ്ചദ്വാരൈ സ്ഫടികഗോപരൈ ജുഷ്ടാം വിമുക്ത പ്രമദാം വിശ്വകർമ്മ വിനിർമ്മിതാം സഭാചതുരധ്യാഢ്യാം വിമാനേർ അർബുദേർയുതാം ശൃംഗാടകൈർ മണിമയർ വജ്രോ വിദ്രുമവേദിവി എത്ര നിത്യവയോരൂപം ശ്യാമ വിരജവാസസ ബ്രാജന്തീരൂപവന്നാര്യോ അർച്ചവേർവന്നയ സുരസ്ത്രീകേശ്വരിഭ്രഷ്ടം നവ സൗഗന്ധികസ്രജാം എത്ര മോദോപാദായ മാർഗമാവാദിമാരുത ഹേമാ ഹേമജാലാക്ഷ നിർഗച്ഛൂമേന ഗുരുഗന്ധിനാം പാണ്ഡുരേണ പ്രതിച്ഛന്ന മാർഗേ യാന്തി സുരപ്രിയ മുക്താവിധാനേർമണി ഹേമകേതുബിർനാനാപതാകശലഭീഭിരാവൃതാം ശിഖണ്ഡി പാരാവതപിംഗനാദിതാം വൈമാനക സ്ത്രീ കളഗീതമംഗളാം മൃദംഗശംഗ ആനകദുന്ദുബിസ്വനൈ സദാളവീണ അമുരജ അർഷ്ടിവേനുഭി നൃത്യൈസവാദ്യൈ ഉപദേവഗീതൈ കർമ്മ ഉപഗീതകൈർ മനോരമാം സുപ്രരയാ ജിതപ്രഭാം യാം നവ്രജന്ധർമ്മിഷ്ട ഖലാ ഭൂതദ്രുഹ ഷഠാ മാനിന കാമിനോലുബ്ധ എബിർഹീനാവ്രജന്തിയൽ താം ദേവദാനിം സമരൂധിനിപ്പതിർ ബഹിസമന്ദാരുരുധേ പ്രതന്യയാം ആചാര്യദത്തം ജലജം മഹാസ്വനം ദദ്മോ പ്രയുഞ്ചൻ ഭയമിന്ദ്രയോഷിതാം അഖവം സമഭിപ്രേത്യ ബലേ പരമോദ്യമം സർവദേഗണോഭേദോ സർവദേവഗണോഭേദോ ഗുരുമേതുവാച ഭഗവന്നുദ്യമോ ഭൂയാൻ ബലേർന്ന പൂർവവൈരേണ അവിഷഹ്യമിമം മന്യേ കൈനാസീർ തേജസോർജിതാ നൈനം കശ്ചിൽ കുതോ വാവി പ്രതിവോഢ്യമദീശ്വര പിബന്നിവദുരേ മുഖാനേതം ബിഹന്നിവതി ദിശോ ദശ ഹേ നിവദിശോ ദൃഗ്ഭി സംവർത്ത അഗ്നിവേഥിത ബ്രൂഹി കാരണമേതസ്യ ദുർദർശത്വസ്യ ദ്രിവോ ഓജസഹോബലം തേജോ തത യദ ഏത സമുദ്യമ ഗുരുരുവാചാം ജാനാമി മഖവൽ ചത്രോ ചത്രോരുന്നതിരസ്യ കാരണം ശിഷ്യയോപബ്രതം തേജോ ഭൃഗുർബ്രഹ്മവാദിവീ ർജയിതേശ്വരം ഹരിം നദസ്യ ശക്തം പുരസ്താതും കൃതാന്തസ്യ യഥോ നാസ്യ ശക്തപുരം സ്ഥാതും കൃതാന്തസ്യ യഥോ ജന തസ്മാൻ നിലയം ഉത്സൃജ്യ യൂയം സർവേത്ര വിഷ്ണവം യാതകാലം പ്രതീക്ഷന്തേ യത്രം ശത്രോർ വിപദ്യതേ ഏഷ വിപ്രബലോദർക്ക സമ്പ്രത് ഊർജിത വിക്രമ തേഷമേവ അപമാനീന സാനിബന്ധോ വിനംക്ഷതി ഏഷ വിപ്രബലോദർക്ക ദിസ് ഇസ് വൈ ഇന്ദ്രസ് ബാഡ് ടൈം ബിഗിൻസ് Indra's life is changing. Bad time has come to Indra. Indra is asking to Brihaspati, how come this Mahabali has become so powerful? Mahabali says to, Brihaspati says to Indra, it is the power of the Brahmanas behind it. He said, they performed the sacrifices and created the strength in Mahabali. Esham viprabalodarka. He says, Sampradi Urja Vikrama, Urjita Vikrama, he has got back his power again. Tesha Mevama Manina Sanubandhu Vinangshadi. Nothing can stop him from winning now. His best thing for you to is to leave the place and go from heavenly planets, he says. So, it is that time, Indra is thinking, haven't I got a spiritual master? What's he doing then? See how they are? What happened to my spiritual master then? You're sitting there as my spiritual master. What are you doing? That is Indra's mood. All these things you can see in the Bhagavatam. So many interesting personalities. He says here that. So, evam sumandrinathaste gurunartha anudarshina hitva atravishtaman jagmur girvana kamarubina deveshu danilineshu bair vairojanam purim devadhani madhishthaya vasham ninye jagatrayam tvam vishwajainam shishyam bhrgava shishyavalsala shadina hayamedhanam anupradamaya jayan tadastadinubhavena bhuvanatraya vishwada kirtyam dukshu vidanvanam sarejam uduradiva bhujedashriyam soabdhvam dvijadevobalambhidam kragrityam ivalpanam anyamano mahalpana ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ പഞ്ചദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ വാട്ട് ഹാസ് ഹാപ്പൻ നൗ ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് വെൻ ഇന്ദ്ര ലോസ്റ്റ് ദിസ് എവറിഥിങ്
Naturally, who gets affected? The mother. Mother gets affected. As usual, mother feels very strongly about it. She has to do something about it. So she decided. Adhiri Devi, she decided. Shodashe putra, Shri Swami says, Shodashe putranashena shojandhyam adhidevipadi. That prarthida kashava praha payopradami deeryade. Naturally, whom will she go to? Husband. Isn't it? Look at Kashyapa Prajapati's situation. Two wives, Didi Devi and Aditi Devi, and their children are fighting, and it all comes back finally to the dad. He has to sort it out. So that is what he says here, that Putranashena Shojandya Aditi. Aditi got unhappy because her children has been thrown into difficulties, goes to the husband, Prarthida Kashyapa Praha, goes to Kashyapa Prajapati and asks him, what should I do? Payovradam idiriyade. Perform this payovradam, he says. And that is this 16th chapter. We'll read that. It's a long chapter. Thing. Yeah. Okay. Shri Shukavajam. Evam putreshu nashteshu devamadadidhi sada krade trivishtaveda iti paridapyana nathaval ekada kashyapastasya ashramam bhagava anagal nirulsavam niranandam samanir viradaschiral. Sabatnim dina vadanam kridasana marigraha sabhajido yatha nyayam idamaha gurudvaha apibadram naviprānam badre loke adhuna agadam na dharmasya na logasya mrityos chandanu vartinam apiva kushalam kishchil griheshu grihame idhini dharmasya arthasya gamasya yatra yogo ayoginam abhivajidayo bhitya kudumbasaktaya tvaya grihadabujidaya ata pratyutthaninava kochil Griheshu Shadidayo Archida Salila Rabi Iti Niryandi Nunam Peru Raja Grihopama Apignestu Elayam Nahudab Havisha Sadi Toyodi Dagdiya Badre Digna Dhiya Badre Preshide Mai Krahichil Yal Pujaya Kamadukhaya Dilogan Grihanida Brahmano Agnishavai Vishnu Sarvadevalpane Omukham Abhisarve Kushalina Stavaputramana Swini Lachaya Asustama Alpmanam Bhavatya Lachanairaham Adidiruvajam Adidiruvacha Badram Dijagavam Brahman Dharmasyasya Janasyaja Trivargasya Varam Kshetram Grahamedinika Grihaime Agnayo Adhidayo Bhritya Bhikshavo Yeja Lipsava Sarvam Bhagado Brahman Anudhyana Narishadi Konume Bhagavan Kamo Nasambadhyedama Anasa Yasya Bhavan Prajadhyaksha Evam Dharman Prabhashade Taravaivam Arija Manushariraja Manashariraja Prajayima Satraja Samo Jusha Samo Bhavamstvam Susura Adishu Prabho Tathabi Bhaktam Bhajade Maheshwara Tasmadisha Bhajandhyame Shreyas Chindesu Vrada Hrdashriyo Hrdasthanan Sabatnai Pahina Prabho Pureir Vivasida Saham Magna Vesana Sagare Aishwaryam Shri Yashasthanam Kradani Prabale Rumama Yathadani Punasadho Prabhadhyaren Mama Almaja Tathavidehi Kalyanam Dhiya Kalyana Kratama Shri Shugovacha Eva Bhartidoditya Kastama Kasma Kasama Hasmayaniva Aho Maya Balam Vishnu Sneha Baddhamimam Jagal. That is Kashi. After Aditi Devi came and told her problems, Kashyapa Prajapati sat there and started thinking. Look at his words. Aho Maya Balam Vishnu Sneha Baddhamimam Jagal. How Krishna is controlling everyone here through this power of Maya. Why? Through Maya, Krishna creates affection between people. Mother's affection for the children, parents' affection for the children, children's affection for the parents, husband's affection for the wife, wife affection for the husband. Seeing all this, Kashyapa Prajapati is saying, Aho Maya Balam Vishnu. Vishnu Maya's power, he says, Snehabaddham Idam Jagal. Snehabaddham Idam Jagal. The whole world is bound through the rope of attachment. Rope of attachment mutually between people, isn't it? Ko deho, and then he's in a philosophical way, he's analyzing it. Ko deho, bhaudigena alma, kwaj alma pragradepara, kasege padibutradya mohaye vahikaranam. The reason for all this is you are thinking husband and wife and children and all that. Upadishta subirisham bhagavandam janardanam sarva bhuda guhavasam vasudevam jagalgurim sarva bhuda guhavasam. Who is present in everyone? It is Krishna. Vasudevan Jagal Guru, he is present in everybody's heart, isn't it? So Vithasidide Kaman, Hayur Dinanu Kampanam, Amokha Bhagavad Bhakti, Netaredi Madhirmama. Ashabhiravdi's opinion is, Bhakti is the only answer to all the problems. To get out of this attachment, and to get out of all this entanglement in this world. Adidiruvacha kenaham vijina brahman upasthasye jagalpadim yathame satya sangalpo idadhyalsa manoratham adishatvam dvija shreshta vidhim tadubhadhavanam ashutushidime deva sidandhya sahaputragai kashyapovacha ഏതന്മേ ഭഗവാൻ പൃഷ്ട പ്രജാകാമസ്യവൽമയ യഥാഹതേ പ്രോക്ഷ്യാമി വ്രതം കേശവദോഷണം ഫാൽഗുനശ്യാമലേ ഭക്ഷേ ദ്വാദശാഹം പയോ വ്രത അർച്ചയോ അരവിന്ദാക്ഷം ഭക്തിയ പരമയാന്യത സീനിവാല്യമൃതാലിപ്യ സ്നായ ക്രോഡന്തിദീർണയ യതി ലഭ്യത വൈ ശ്രോത സേതം മന്ത്രമുദീരയൽ ത്വം ദേവ്യാദിവരാഹേണ രസായാം സ്ഥാനമിച്ഛത ഉദ്ധൃതാസി നമസ്തുഭ്യം പാപ്മാനം മേ പ്രണാശയാം നിവൃത്തിരാത്മനിയതോ ഭവ ദേവമർച്ചയിൽ സമാഹിത അർച്ചായാം സ്തണ്ടലേ സൂര്യജലേ വന്നോഗുരാവപി നമസ്തുഭ്യം ഭഗവതേ പുരുഷായ മഹീയസേ സർവഭൂത നിവാസായ വാസുദേവായ സാക്ഷിണേ നമോ അവ്യക്തായ സൂക്ഷ്മായ പ്രധാനപുരുഷായ ച ചതുർവിംശത് ഗുണജ്ഞായ ഗുണസംഖ്യാന ഹേതവേ നമോ ദുഷ്യകൃഷ്ണേ ത്രിപദേ ചതുശൃംഗായ തന്തവേ സപ്തഹസ്തായ യജ്ഞായ ത്രയീ വിദ്യാത്മനേ നമ നമ ശിവായ രുദ്രായ നമ ശക്തിധരായ ച സർവവിദ്യാധിപതയെ ഭൂതാനാം പതയേ നമ നമോ ഹിരണ്യഗർഭായ പ്രാണായാമ ജഗദാത്മനെ യോഗേശ്വര്യ ശരീരായ നമസ്തേ യോഗഹേതവേ നമസ്തമാദിദേവായ സാക്ഷിഭൂതായ ദേ നമ നാരായണായ ഋഷയേ നരായ ഹരയേ നമ നമോ മരതകശ്യാമേതി ഗതശ്രിയേ കേശവായ നമസ്തുഭ്യം നമസ്തേ പീതവാസസേ ത്വം സർവവരദ പുംസാം വരേണ്യവരദർഷഭ അധസ്തേ ശ്രേയൽസേ ധീര പാദരേണ ഉപാസതേ അന്നവർത്തതയം ദേവ ശ്രീശാ തൽപാദവൽമയോ സ്പൃഹയന്തമിവാമോദം ഭഗവാൻ മേ പ്രസീദതാം ഏതന്മന്ത്രി ഋഷികേശം ആവാഹന പുരസ്കൃതം അർച്ചയേ ശ്രദ്ധയായുക്ത പാദ്യോപസ്പർശനാധിപി അർച്ചിത്വഗന്ധമാല്യ ദേ പയസാസ്നഭയദ്വീം വസ്ത്രോപവീതാഭരണം പാദ്യോപസ്പർശനേസ്തത ഗന്ധധൂവാദിഭിശ്ച അർച്ചിൽ ദ്വാദശാക്ഷരവിദ്യയ ശ്രുതം പൈസി നൈവേദ്യം ശാലിന്യം പൈസി നൈവേദ്യം ശാലിന്യം വിഭവേ സതി സസർപ്പി സകുടം ദത്വ ജുഹൂയാൻ മൂലവിദ്യയ നിവേദിതം തൽഭക്തായ ദദ്യാൽ ഭുഞ്ചീതവാ സ്വയം ദത്വ ആചവനമർച്ചിത്വ താംബൂലം ച നിവേദയൽ ജപ ജപേദഷ്ടോത്രശതം സ്തുവീത സ്തുതി പ്രഭും കൃത്വാ പ്രദക്ഷിണം ഭൂമോ പ്രണമേ ദണ്ഡവന്മുത കൃത്വാ ശശിതശേഷാൻ ദേവമുദ്വാസയേൽ തഥാ ദ്വരാൻ മോദ ഭോജയേത് വിപ്രാൻ പായസേന യഥോചിതം ഉഞ്ചീതൈരനുജ്ഞാം ശേഷം സോശ്രേഷ്ടസഭാജിതൈ ബ്രഹ്മചര്യാദരുദ്രാത്യം ശോഭൂതേ പ്രഥമേ ഹനി സ്നാതശുചീര്യഥോക്തേന വിധിനാ സുസമാഹിത പയസ സ്നാപയിത്വാർച്ചേദ്യാവത് വ്രതസമാപനം പയോ ഭക്ഷോ വ്രതമിതം ചരേദ് വിഷ്ണുർച്ചനാദ്രുത പൂർവവജ്ജുഹുയാദഗ്നി ബ്രാഹ്മണാം ശാപി ഭോജയേൽ ഏവം ത്വഹര കുര്യം ദ്വാദശേഹം പയോ ദ്വാദശാഹം പയോ വ്രത ഹരേരാരാധനം ഹോമം അർഹണം ദ്വിജതർപ്പണം പ്രതിപദ്ദിനമാരാഭ്യം യാവ ശുക്ലത്രയോദശി ബ്രഹ്മചര്യമതസ്വപ്നം സ്നാനം തൃഷവണം ചരേൽ വർജയേത് സദാലാപം ഭോഗാനുച്ചാവജാം സ്തദാ ഹിംസ്ര സർവഭൂതാനാം വാസുദേവരായണാം ത്രയോദശ്യാമഥോ വിഷ്ണു സ്തവനം മഞ്ജയർവിഭോ കാരയേച്ഛാം സ്ത്രദൃശേന വിധിനാ വിധിഗോ വിദൈ വൃജാം പ്രിജാം ച പൂജാം ച മഹതീം കുര്യാത് വിത്തശാട്ട് വിവർജിത ചരും നിരൂപ്യ പയസി ശിപിവിഷ്ടായ വിഷ്ണവേ ശ്രുതേനദേന പുരുഷം യജേതസുസമാഹിത നൈവേദ്യം ചാതി ഉണവദ്യാൽ പുരുഷദുഷ്ഠിതം ആചാര്യം ജ്ഞാനസമ്പന്നം വസ്ത്രാഭരണദേനുപി തോയയേ ദൃത്വിജശ്ചൈവ തദ്വിദ്യാരാധനം ഹരേ ഭോജയേൽ താൻ ഗുണവത സദന്യേന ശുചിസ്മിതേ അന്യാംശ ബ്രാഹ്മണശക്ത്യ യജ തത്ര സമാഗത ദക്ഷിണാം ഗുരുവേ ദദ്യ തൃഗ്ഭിശ്ചയഥാർഹത അന്നാദ്യേന ശുഭാംശ്ച പ്രണയൽ സുഭാഗതാൻ മുക്തവത്സേ സർവേഷു ദീന അന്ധകൃപണു കൃപണേഷു ച വിഷ്ണോസ്തൽ പ്രീണം വിദ്വാൻ പുഞ്ജീത സഹബന്ധുവി നിത്യവാദിത്രശീതിശ്ച സ്തുതിഭി സ്വസ്തിവാചകൈ കാരയേതൽ കഥാഭിശ്ച പൂജാം ഭഗവതോന്വഹം ഏതൽപയോഗതം നാമ പുരുഷാരാധനം പരം പിതാമഹേനാഭീതം മയാദേ സമുദാഹൃതം ത്വം ചാനേന മഹാഭാഗേ സമ്യക് ചീർണേന കേശവം ആൽപനാ ശുദ്ധഭാവേന നിയതാത്മാ ഭജാവ്യയം അയം വൈ സർവയജ്ഞാഖ്യം സർവവ്രതമിതി സ്മൃതം തപസാ സാരമിതം ഭദ്രദാനേം ഈശ്വരതർപ്പണം തയേവ നിയമാ സാക്ഷാത്ത ഏവ ജയമോത്തമ തപോദാനം വ്രതം യജ്ഞ യേന ദുഷ്യത്യഥോക്ഷജ തസ്മാദേത് വ്രതം ഭദ്രേ പ്രേതാശുദ്ധയാ വര ഭഗവാൻ പരിതുഷ്ടസ്തേ വരാനാശു വിധാസ്യതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ അതിഥി പയോവ്രത കഥനം നാമ ഷോഡശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ആഫ്റ്റർ ദിസ് വിൽ റീഡ് എ ഫ്യൂ മോർ ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ദെൻ കം ബാക്ക് ടു ഇറ്റ്. സോ ആഫ്റ്റർ ദിസ് Tada in the 17th chapter. Saptadeshaditya krade tasmin vare hari prade hari tal kama purana yado tal putro bhudi riyade. When Aditi Devi performed this prayavratam, in that prayavratam, Aditi Devi had the desire to have Krishna as the son. So Krishna comes as Vamana Murti, and that is what is spoken in this. In three lifetimes to Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna said that, isn't it? In three lifetimes, you wanted three times ask for me to come as your son, and this is the third time as Krishna comes. When previous Prishnigarbha, Sutapas and Prishnigarbha, he came there, Sutapa, in that appearance. Then now, Kashyapa Prajapati and Aditi Devi's son as Vamanamurti, and in the last appearances, Vasudeva and Devaki and Krishna's son. So these three times Krishna's appeared. This is the second one, Aditi Devi's son. Let's read that chapter. Tada saptadesha aditya akradeya tasmin prade hari tal kama purana yado tal putro bhudi riryadeyam. So, for initially that, to fulfill that desire, even a slighted desire is inside, we have to stay back here. Even a slightest desire, we'll have to stay back. So, fulfill that desire, Krishna came as Vamana Murthy. That's what he's saying. Shri Shukavaja, ityaktva sadidhi rajan sobhartra kashyapena vai anyudishtal vratamidam dvadashaham atandrida chindayandiyagaya buddhya mahabirusham ishwaram prakrihendri drishto ashwa manasa buddhi saradi manashyagagraya buddhya bhagavat yagilalpani vasudeva samadhaya chacharaha payovratam tasya pradurabhutada bhagavana adipurusha pidavasa chadurbahu Shangajakragadadhara, tam netra gojaram viksha sahasothaya sadaram, nanamam bhuvikayena dandaval priti viholam, sothaya baddhanjali reedidam sida, nolseham anna jala agul yakshana, babhu vadushnim pulagagula kradir saddarshana tulsavagatra vepadhum, prithya shanir gadgadaya girahirim tushtavasva devya didi kurudvaha, uddikshadisva pipadiva jatshusharam avadim yatnyabadim jagalpadim, Adidirivaja, Yetnyesha, Yetnyabrushacha, Tirtabada, Tirtashrava, Shravana Mangala Namatheya, Avana Loga, Brijino, Baramo, Pashamo, Yamadiam, Shamodaya, Pashamodaya, Adya, Shamnakradisha, Bhagavanasi, Dina Natham, Vishwaya, Vishapavanasti, Samyamaya, Swayam Grihida, Brishakti, Unaya, Bhumne, Samstana, Shashud, Bhavramhida, Purna, Bhoda, Vyaba, Adi, Dalma, Tamase, Hareye, Namaste, Ayuparam Bhiravishta Madhula Reshmir Dyobhurasa Sakala Yoga Guna Trivarga Jnanam Jagevaram Ananda Bhavanti Kashtal Tvattu Onranam Kimu Sabratna Jayadirashi Shri Shukavacham Aditya Ivam Smadorajan Bhagavan Pushkar Ekshana Shetraknya Sarabhudanam Iti Hovacha Bharada Shri Bhagavanuacham Deva Madhar Bhavatyame Vityanam Charakam Kshidam Padilabdha Yal Sabatne Khada Shrinam Cha Vidanam Sudha Matha Tanyunir Jitya Samare Durmadana Sudarshavan Pradilabdha Jaya Shribi Putrei Ichasivasidam Indra Jeshtai Sadhanair Hadanam Yudhivi Dvisham Striyo Rudandirasa Adyadrishtam Ichasi Dukhidaha Atmajan Samardam Sampratyasadayasha Shriya Naga Prashamadishtaya Kredadoidrashtam Ichasi Prayodhana Ide Surayuthanatha Aparaniyamidi Devi Memadi Yatene Gulesha Vipragupta Namikramastatra Sukham Dadati Adapi Bayo Mama Devi Chindya Sandoshedasya Prajayate Mamarchanam Narkadi Gandhumanyadam Shradhanubam Balahedu Gatwal Tumayarchida Shahamabhutya Guptaye Payopradena Nugunam Samidhidam Swamshena Vutratam Vetyade Sudan Goptasmi Maharija Tapasya Thishtidam Upadavadim Prade Prajavadimagal Masham Mamcha Bhavidi Pitpatyam Evam Rupamavastidam Naidal Parasmamakhyayam Prashtayabhikathan Jana Sarvam Sambadhyade Devi Devaguhyam Susamvradam Shri Shukavaja Eda Avaduktua Bhagavan Tatraiva Andradi Yada Adidudullavam Labdo Hare Janmatmani Prabho Upadaval Padim Bhaktya Parayakrita Krityaval Sarvai Samadhi Yogena Kashyavastata Budhyada Pravishtamalpani Hareramsham Havidita Ekshanam Soditya Vidya Madhate Tapasachara Sampradam Sode Samahidamanarajan Arunyagnim Yathanila Adidair Dishtidam Garbam Bhagavandam Sanadanam Hiranyagarbho Vityaya Samide Guhyanamapi Brahma Vacha Jayo Rugaya Bhagavan Urikrama Namostude Namo Brahmanya Devaya Trigunaya Namo Nama Namaste Prishnigarbhaya Vedagarbhaya Vedase Trinabhaya Tripurashtaya
శిపివిష్టాయ విష్ణవే త్వమాదినందో భువనస్య మధ్యం అనందశక్తిం పురుషం యమాహు కాలో భవానాక్షిపదీశ విశ్వం శ్రోతో యథాంధపతితం గభీరం త్వం వై ప్రభానాం స్థిరజంగమానాం ప్రజాపతీనామసి సంభవిష్ణు దివ ఔగసాం దేవదివశ్చ్యుతానాం పరాయణం గౌరివ నౌరివ మజ్జదోప్సు ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమంశ్యాం సమిదాయం అష్టమస్కందే వామన ప్రాదుర్భావే సప్తదశమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. Vamanamurti's appearance is in the next chapter, and let us read that. Tattva drashta ashtadashe bhutva vamana salkrito akhilai yajnam gadastarasena salkritva okto varan vrunum. Shrita Swami says here that he appeared as Vamanamurti, and Vamanamurti is coming to see Mahabali into his yajnam sacrifice where it was happening, and there Mahabali receives him. It happened in that place called Bhrigu Kacham, which is what we call now as Kach. That's where this happened, this incident. Or Mahabali sacrifice happens there. Mahabali, whatever he has asked for, Mahabali says to, this is the interesting bit in this chapter, that Mahabali is difficult to conquer. Even Krishna finds it difficult. Why? Because he has done everything right. That's the problem. If somebody is perfect in sacrifices were all performed, got all the blessings on all the brahmanas, all the rishis, everybody, and he does not deviate from the path of religious principles, Krishna says to Aditi Devi, it is very difficult to deal with Mahabali, he said, because he is doing everything right. I have set up the rules. He is following everything. So what can find any fault with him? So Krishna thought about this, and this is the only opportunity he had. There was a little ego inside Mahabali. Little bit, a trace of ego. Krishna caught on to that. That's the only way to get control of Mahabali. Because Krishna wants to please Aditi Devi, give back all the things to Indra, and look after the demigods, because they were Aditi's children. But at the same time, Mahabali is so powerful, and he is following all the rules and regulations very strictly. So what to do? This situation is happening now. You can see that here. That Vamanamurti's predicament, how to deal with Mahabali, is saying that. He says so. That's why he comes here, and that's what it is. Sri Shukavaja, Vamanamurti's appearance. If you want to understand what Brahmachari life, you have to read this Vamanamurti's life. That is perfect Brahmachari. You see, so many things mentioned here. Brahmachari's way of life. It's not just you put a saffron cloth and you become Brahmachari straight away. No, you don't. Brahmachari has a lot of things to worry about. And that whole thing, a reasonably good description of a Brahmachari is in this chapter. In this Vamanamurti's appearance. Itham virinja Sri Shukavaja, Itham virinja Sudakarma viriam, Pradurbabhu amrata bhudirithidam, Chadurbhujam, Shangagadabja chakram, Shangavasa nalinai dakshanam. శ్యామావదాదో జషరాజకుండలం త్రిశోల్లస శ్రీవదనాంబుజ పుమాన్ శ్రీవల్సవక్ష వలయాంగదో ఇల్లసల్ వల్లసల్ కిరీట కాంచీగుణచారు నూపురా మధువ్రతవ్రాత వికృష్టయా స్వయ విరాజిత శ్రీవనమాలయా హరి ప్రజాపతిర్విష్మతమా అసురోజిషా వినాశయన్ కుంఠనివిష్ట కౌస్తుభాః నిషప్రసేదు సలిలాశయాస్తదా ప్రజాప్రహృష్టా హృదవో గుణాన్విత ద్యౌరంతరిక్షం క్షీరగ్నిజిహ్వా గావోద్విజ సంజహృష్ట సంజహృష్ట జహృషుర్నగాశ్చ శ్రోణాయాం శ్రావణద్వాదశ్యా ముహూర్తే అభిజిరి ప్రభు సర్వే నక్షత్రతారాధ్యాం చక్రుస్థన్ జన్మదక్షిణా దక్షిణం ద్వాదశ్యాం సంవిధా తిష్టన్ మద్యం దినగదో నృప విజయా నామసా ప్రోక్త యస్యాం జన్మ విదుర్హరే శంగదుందుభయోనేదుర్ మృదంగ ప్రణవానగ చిత్రవాదిత్రతు విర్యాణ నిర్ఘోషస్తు మలోభవ ప్రీత అప్సరసో నృత్యన్ గంధర్వ ప్రవరా జగు తుష్టూర్మనయో దేవా మనవ పితరోగ్నయ సిద్ధ విద్యాధరగణాసం కిరుష కిం పురుష పునర్ పురుష కిం పురుష కినరా చారణాయక్షరక్షాంసి సుపర్ణ భుజగోత్తమ గాయందోది ప్రశంసంతో నృత్యందో విభుధానుగా అదిత్యాశ్రమవదం కుసుమై సమవాగిరన్ దృష్ట్వాదిస్తదం నిజగర్భ సంభవం పరంపుజాంసం ఉదమాప విస్మిత గృహీత దేహం నిజయోగమాయ ప్రజాపతిశ్చాహ జయేది విస్మితం ఇతద్వబుర్భాది విభూషణాయుధే అవ్యక్తయుద్వ్యక్తమధారేద్ధరి బభూవదైనైవ స వామనో వటు సంపశదో దివ్యగతిర్యథా నట తం వడు వామనం దృష్ట్వా మోదమాన మహర్షయ కర్మాణి కారయామాసు పురస్కృత్య ప్రజాపతిం తస్యోపనీయమానస్య సావిత్రీం సవితా అబ్రవీల్ బృహస్పతిర్బ్రహ్మసూత్రం మేఖలాం కశ్యపో అదదాల్ దదౌ కృష్ణాజనం భూమిర్దండం సోమో వనస్పతి కాపీనాచ్ఛాదనం మాతా యోచత్రం జగదపదే యోచత్రం జగదపదే కమండలం వేదగర్భం కుశాన్ సప్తర్షయో దదు అక్షమాలం మహారాజా సరస్వతి అవ్యయాత్మన తస్మాయుపనీతాయ అక్షరాల్ పాత్రయామదాల్ భిక్షాం భగవతీ సాక్షాల్ ఉమాదాద్ అంబికా సదీ స బ్రహ్మవర్చసేనైవం సభా సంభావితో వడు బ్రహ్మశిఖర సంజుష్టాం అతిరోచతం ఆరిషాం సమిద్ధమాహితం వన్యం కృత్వా పరిసమోహనం పరిస్థితి సమభ్యర్చ సమిద్భిరజుహో ద్విజాం శ్రుత్వాశ్వమేధే యజమానమూర్జితం బలిం భృగూణాముపకల్పితైస్తదా జగామత్రాఖిల సారసంభృతో భారేణకాం సన్నమయన్ పదే పదే తన్నర్మదయాస్తడముత్తరే బలేర్యబూద్ధిజస్తే భృగుకం చ సంయగే ప్రవర్తయందో భృగవక్రతూత్తమం యజషదారాదురితం ఉదితం యథారవీం తహృత్తిజో యజమాన సరస్య హదత్యుజో వామనతేజస నృప సూర్య కిలాయ అత్యుదవా విభావసు సనత్కుమారో దదృక్షయా క్రతో ఇత్తం నశిష్యేషు భృగుష్వనేకదా వితర్క్యమాణో భగవాన్ స వామన ఛత్రం సదండం కవసజలం కమండలం వివేశ బిభ్రద్ధయమేథవాడం మౌంజ్యామేఖలయామీదం ఉపవీదాజినోత్తరం జడిలం వామనం విప్రం మాయామానవకం హరిం ప్రవిష్టం వీక్షభ్రగవా సశిష్యాస్తే సహాగ్ని ప్రత్యగ్రహణ సముత్య సంక్షిప్తస్తస్య తేజస యజమాన ప్రమదితో దర్శనీయమనోరమం రూపాను రూపావయవం తస్మ ఆసనమహరల్ స్వాగతేనాభినంద్యాద పాదో భగవదో బలి అవనిర్జ్యార్చయామాస ముక్త సంగమనోరమం తల్పాదశౌచం జనకల్మషావహం స ధర్మ విర్మూర్ధని అదధాల్ సుమంగళం యద్దేవదేవో గిరీశ్చంద్రమౌలిర్దధారమూర్ధన పరయాచ భక్త్యా బలిరువాచ స్వాగతం తే నమస్తుభ్యం బ్రహ్మన్ కిం కరవామదే బ్రహ్మర్షీణాం తప సాక్షాన్ మన్యే త్వరివపుర్ధరాం అద్యునపితరస్తృప్త అద్యనపావిదం కులం అద్యనస్పితరస్తృప్త అద్యనపావిదం కులం అద్యశుష్టకృతురయం యద్భావో నాగదో గృహాన్ అద్య ఆగ్నయో మే సుఖదాయ ధావిది ద్విజాత్మదత్వచరణావనే జనై హత్వాం హసో వార్భీర్యం చ భూరహో తథా పునీదా తనువి పదై స్తవ యద్వల్వడో వాంఛతి తల్ప్రతీచమే త్వామర్థినం విప్రసుదానుతర్కయే గాం కాంచనం గుణవద్ధామ పృష్టం తథాన్నభేయముదవా విప్రగణ్యం గ్రామాన్ సమృద్ధాన్ స్థురగాన్ గజాన్ వా రథాం తదార్హత్తమ సంప్రతీచ ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పరమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం అష్టమస్కందే వామన ప్రాదుర్భావే బలి వామన సంవాదో అష్టాదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. Now, in the next chapter, Vamanamurti has appeared and Beli and Vamanam, Mahabali and Vamanamurti has a conversation. And that is one of the interesting conversations in the Bhagavatam. Beli Vamana Sambhadam, it is called. And so, Mahabali, Vamanamurti is coming, facing himself, and comes to see and look, comes to the sacrificial place where Bhrigu is there. Shukracharya is there and this great sacrifice is going on the Narmada river bank in a place called Bhrigu Kacham, which is, they call it as Kach now, isn't it? So, and Mahabali, when Vamanamurti walked in, Mahabali looks at Vamanamurti and starts thinking, who is this who had come? Looks very effulgent. And that Brahmatejas in the face, Brahmanas, Brahmatejas, Brahmacharis, Brahmatejas inside, on the face. And Mahabali sessed out that Brahmachari had come. Brahmachari means he has some need. He wants to ask me something. So there is this thrice ego inside operating in Mahabali's. And but Vamanamurti didn't ask very much. He said, 3 feet of land, he says. That's all I'm asking, he said. And Mahabali felt ashamed. That I am such a big person. You go to a big man and ask him for a pound. It is something like that, isn't it? So he says to Mahabali, says to Vamanamurti, do you know when you see a person like Mahabali what to ask? You don't seem to know even that, he says to Vamanamurti. Vamanamurti says that I am a short person, 2-3 feet high. But if I ask for a lot of things, people will say, what will they say? They'll say the size is small, but look at the greed inside.
They'll make a comment about me like that. Vamanamurti is avoiding through arguments to not to get trapped into Mahabali's provocations in this way. Vamanamurti is also, it's a very interesting conversation in the sense both sides are trying very carefully, guarding against getting trapped into the other conversation. Very carefully they're talking to each other. But Mahabali says this at that point, that you are a brahmachari. And what does brahmachari, I know, understand that brahmachari doesn't need very much. But brahmachari wants to get married and he wants to find a wife. It is the duty of the king to find that wife. That was the system in them days. If brahmachari wants to get married, he goes to the king and says to the king, I want a wife who has these qualifications. Like they say nowadays also, that they define everything very precisely what they want, isn't it? So it seems that the system existed then. Then Mahabali goes to, Mahabali thought that maybe Vamanamurti wants to get married, and because his height is so short, that to find a suitable wife may be difficult. Suppose he is only 3 feet and the wife is about 6 or 7 feet high, then it becomes, doesn't look a proper match. So keeping all this in mind, he is asking that yadvado vanchasi tal pradicha metvam arthanam viprasadana tarkaye gam kanchanam gunavadhama prashtam tadana peyatum ova viprakanyam. Are you looking for a wife? Is that what it is? Or if you want gold for the marriage and all that, and if otherwise, if you want something else, graman, villages, I can offer it to you. Samrdham, as much as you want. Turagan, gajan, vam, radham, tadarkhatama sampradicha. Let me know what you want, he says. And he puts a list, just like Yamadharmaraja put in Ajayadas, in the same way. A big list he gives to him, and tell him, you ask, select from the list and tell me what you want, he says. So, Vamanamurti is enjoying this conversation. You can see that in the verses. He is seeing that ego inside. Who are you to give it to me? My, you are taking everything from me and you are giving it back to me. And as though you are in control. And that ego, that is where he hit him very hard on that. Krishna does that. Wherever we have, he will locate where the ego is working with. Because ego has got so many different manifestations in us, isn't it? It manifests in different forms. If it is money, Krishna will hit you there. If it is attachment, Krishna will hit you there. If it is health, physical, someday it will happen. Some disease will come and then you will see, you are thinking all the time you are healthy, you have done all the scan, test, everything. But scan test didn't show anything. And then you are confused because you went to all the scanning done, MRI, CT, all the scans available. And then when one day the disease pops up in the body, then you don't know why it has happened. You are completely bewildered by the whole thing, isn't it? So the same thing Krishna does to everybody. When Krishna decides to bring somebody, make him a devotee, that's what he does. He will change the way of life. He will completely change his attitude in life, way of thinking, everything. Because ahankaram holds on to certain things in this world. We all have this difficulty. Ahankaram holds on to so many different things. Aristocracy, wealth, fame. If you are famous, suddenly there will be a court case will appear from somewhere saying that you have done all this abuse in your early life. The court case will come back again. He was a well-respected person, but then suddenly the whole life changes. Ministers, leaders, big leaders. When things starts coming out about them, then you start seeing their name and fame has completely disappeared. So wherever that ahankaram is there, that is where it gets hit. So here you can see that Mahabali, Vamanamurti is looking at Mahabali and Vamanamurti is assessing out inside what's going through his thoughts. He's saying to him also that he doesn't say, he glorifies Mahabali. Mahabali, your family life, he says so many things there. He says, who are your ancestors? That great personality is Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. I have not even forgotten when Hiranyaksha gave me a hit on my chest. He says, I have not forgotten that, he says, in that fighting. And such big fighters have appeared in your family. So I can understand, I am not surprised at all you are asking me all these questions, he says. In this way, he is pumping up that ego in Mahabali. Mahabali's ego he has understood. So Vamanamurti is pumping up that ego by talking to him in this way. And Mahabali feeling very pleased about that. You'll see that in this chapter. Shri Shugavacham that iti vairochane vakyam dharma yudam na sumradam nishamya bhagavan prida pratidandiyatam abravil shri bhagavan vaja vajastavai vajastavai tajjanadeva sumradam kaloji kulojidam dharma yudam yashaskaram yasa pramanam bhagavasvam paraye pidamaha kulavardha prashanda nahyedasmin kule kule kashchin nisatve kramana puman nisatva kramana puman pratyakhyada prashrutya yova adada dujade na sandidurte yudijarthina arthida paramuhaya tumanasino nrupa yushmal kule yadyashasamalena prakhladam ulbhadiya thodubakhe yato vajado hiranyashashchara nega imamahim prativiram digvijaya navinandagadayutha vinirjitya krichyana vishnu ushmodhadharam agadam atmanam jainam mene tadviryam bhuryanismaran Nishamedadudam brada, Hiranegashibu, Pura, Handum bradrahanam krudho, Jagam and Leam Hare, Tamayandam Samalokya, Shulavanim Krudanda, Vel Chindaya Masagalajo, Vishnu, Maya Vinamvara, Yedo Yedoham Tatraso, Murtu Pranabrahamiva, Adohamasikhadem, Pravek Shami Parag Drusha, Evam Sanish Chetribo Shariram, Atavato, Nurvivishe, Surendra, Shasanilo under his Sushma de Hastel Pranar and Tana Vivigna Chetaha, Sadanigan Primushunya, Abashamanam Kubido, Nanada, Shmam, Diam, Dishakam, Viveran, Samudran, Vishnum, Vijinwen, Nadadar Shaviraha. Abashin Nidiho Vaja, Mayanushtamidam Jagal, Bradrahamegadoyam, Yadona Vartade, Puman, Vairanubandamedavan, Amrutyo, Riha Dehinam, Ajana Prabhuamanu, Aham Anoba Brahmhida, Pida Prahalabutraste, Tadvida, Dijavelsala, Samayur Dijalingebhyo, Devi Bhyoda, Elsayachida, Bhavana Jaridan Dharmana, Stida Hame, Tibi, Brahmane, Puruja, Shure, Anisho, Dhamagir Tibi, Tasmal, Toto, Mahi, Mishudrunepium, Varadar Shaval, Padanite, Itindra, Samidani, Padamama, Nanyal de Kame Rajan Rajan Nodanya Jagadi Shural Nainam Pratno Divai Vidwan Avadartapadigraha Baliruvaja Aho Brahmana Dayada Vajaste Vrdasamada Tuam Bhalo Balishamadi Swartam Pratyabuto Yatha Mam Vajobi Samaradhyam Logana Megam Ishwaram Padatrayam Brani Deyo Buddhiman Dibadashusham Nabuman Mamu Bavraja Bhumaya Buyo Yachidam Arhadi Tasmal Mrtirim Bhumi Vado Kamam Pratichami Shri Bhagavan Vaja Yavando Mushaya Preshta Trilokyamajidindriyam Nashaknuvandide Sarve Pratipuraitam Nurba Tribhi Krameira Sandushto Dibena Bidapuyade Nava Varsha Samedena Sapta Dibe Varichaya Sapta Diva Divayo Nabava Nigaya Dea Arte Kamir Gada Dam Trashaya Dinashudam Yudrachevanena Sandushtovarta De Sukham Na Sandushtas Tribir Loge Ajidual Mobasadi De Pum Soyam Samsidir Hedu Sandosh Artaga Mayo Yudrachevanena Sandosho Mukta Espuda Yudrachalavasan Elavadustasa Tejo Viprasevarta De Tal Prashamian Tiasandosham Dambaseva Amshu Shutchani Tasma Trinipadaneva, Brune Todvar Varadar Shabhal, Edavadevas Doham Vitam Yavil Prayojam Shishuvaja, Itito Sasahan Sanahavan Chali Pregrihadam, Vamanaya Mahim Dadam Jagraha Jalabhajanam, Vishnaveshmam, Pradasyanam Shanamasri Shwaram, Janam Chigirshanam Vishnu Shishim, Prahavidam Vara, Shukravaja, Esha Erojana Sachal, Bhagavan Shura Veya, Kashiva Adadvijay Jado Devanam, Kaira Sataka, Pradishadam to Edasme, Edan Anartamajanada, Nasadum and Ni, Daitiana, Mahanubakadeo, Nea, Yashadestanama, Ishurium, Shriam, Tejo, Ishurum, Dasitia, Chidishakraya, Maya, Manavago, Hari, Tribi Kramayimam Loge, Ishuga, Yakramishadi, Sarvasum, Mishnavi, the Tua, Muta, Vartishase, Katam, Kramaduganam, Padegana, Didiana, Dibum, Vipo, Dwakamja Kayana, Mahada, Tarti, Yeste Kudo, Gedi, Tishambi, Naragamani, Apradu Pradishudam, Pradeshwasayo, Nisha Pradivadi, Bhavan. Nadadhana prasham sandhi yena vrtiviru badyade dhanam yajnastaba karmam loge vrtimatoyatam dharmaya yashasarthaya kamaya sujanaya cha panchada vibhajan vittam ivijan vittam iha mutrasham odade atrayabhi bahudur bahuvajer gitam shrunume asurasatama satyamo miti yal proktam yaneti aho nurtam hidal satyam pushpavalam vidya atma vrshasegiyade vrsho jivadidam nasya anurtam mulam alpana tad yada vrshaman mulam shushyatyu udurtade achiral evam nashtanurda satyam alpma shushyenna samshaya
പരാഗ്രീക്തം അപൂർണം അക്ഷരം യൽതവോമിതി യൽക്കിഞ്ചിതോമിതി ബ്രൂയാൽ തേനരിച്ഛേദ വൈ പുമാൻ ഭിക്ഷവേ സർവമോങ്കുർവന്നാലം കാമേന ചാത്മനെ ആത്മതൽ പൂർണമഭ്യാത്മായ ച നേത്യനൃതം വച സർവം നേത്യനൃതം ബ്രൂയാൽ സ ദുഷ്കീർത്തി സന്മൃത സ്ത്രീഷോ നർമ്മ വിവാഹേ ച വൃത്യർത്ഥേ പ്രാണസങ്കടേ ഗോബ്രാഹ്മണാർത്ഥ ഹിംസായാം നാനൃതം സ്യാൽ ജുഗുപ്സിതം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ വാമന പ്രാദുർഭാവേ ഏകോനവിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ചേതോ ദർപ്പണമർജനം വോമഹാദാവാഗ്നി നിർവാപണം ആനന്ദാമൃതിവർദ്ധനം പ്രതിപദ പൂർണാമൃതാസ്വാദനം സർവാത്മാസവനം വരം വിജയദേ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ സങ്കീർത്തനം നാനാമകാരി ബഹുദാ നിജ സർവശക്തി തത്രാർപ്പിതാ നിമിതാ സ്മരണേന കാല ഏകാദൃശി തവ കൃപാ ഭഗവൻ മമാഭി ദുർദൈവമീദൃശമിഹാജനി നാനുരാഗാഹം തൃണാരവീഷു നീചേനാം കരോരവീ സഹിഷ്ണുനാം അമാനിനാമാനദേന കീർത്തനീയ സദാ ഹരി മമ ജനം ന സുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശ കാമയേ മമ ജന്മനി ജന്മനീശ്വരീ ഭവദാ ഭക്തിരഹേതുകി ത്വയി പ്രിയനന്ദതനൂജകിങ്കരം പതിതാം മാം വിഷമേ ഭവാംബുധൌ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജ സ്ഥിതധൂളീ സദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം ഗളദശ്രുധാരയാ വദനം ഗദ്ഗദരുദ്ധയാ ഗിര പുളകേർജിതം ഗതാവഭൂത്തവ നാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി യുഗായുധം നിമേഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായുധം ശൂന്യായുധം ജഗൽ സർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേ നമേ ആശ്ലിഷ്യ വാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടു മാം അദർശനാം മർമഹദാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദധാ ദുലംബടോ മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നയേവ നാപരാ. സോ വാമനമൂർത്തി കെയിം ടു മഹാബലീസ് യാഗശാല സാക്രിഫൈസിൽ സാക്രിഫിഷ്യൽ അറീന ആൻഡ് ദിസ് കോൺവെർസേഷൻ ഹാപ്പൻസ് ആൻഡ് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം ദാറ്റ് അൺഫോർച്ചുനേറ്റ്ലി വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് വാസ് ദാറ്റ് Mahabali understood that by now promises have all been made. Mahabali said, you can ask me whatever you like, I'll offer you everything. After all, you're a brahmachari and your requests are not big and this 3 feet land is more than enough. Vamanamurti stuck to his position. Mahabali said, you can have the 3 feet of land. Under any circumstance, I'll offer that to you. And then Shukracharya is made him realize that this person is not an ordinary person, ordinary brahmachari who had come. It's somebody whom you have to be very careful about. And that is how introduces Shukracharya of Vamanamurti to Mahabali. So Mahabali realized that it was a false dress he has taken and come here. But Mahabali stuck to his word. He said, I have offered you and I'll hold on to my words. I'll hold my word, he said. And after Mahabali said that, Vamanamurti changed his form. Took his form of Vishwarupam. In other words, the universal form he has accepted. That is in this next chapter. We'll read that chapter and then we will talk about it. Shri Shuka Vacham. ബലിരേവം ഗൃഹപതി കുലാചാര്യേണ ഭാഷ്യതേ തൂഷ്ണീം ഭൂത്വാക്ഷണം രാജാൻ ഉവാചാവഹിതോ ഗുരും ബലിരുവാച സത്യം ഭഗവതാ പ്രോക്തം ധർമ്മോയം ഗൃഹമേധിനാം അർത്ഥം കാമം യശോവൃത്യം യോന ബാധ്യത കർഹിചിൽ സജാഹം വിത്വലോഭേന പ്രത്യാജക്ഷേകഥം ദ്വിജം പ്രതിശ്രുത്യ ദദാമിതി പ്രാഹ്ലാദികിതവോ യഥാ നഹ്യ സത്യാൽപരോധർമ്മമിതി ഹോവാച ഭൂരിയം സർവം സോഢുമൂലം അന്യേ ഹൃദയലീക പരം നരം നഹം വിഭീമി നിരയാന്നധാസ്യാത് സുഹാർണവാൽ നസ്ഥാനച്യവനാ മൃത്യോർ യഥാ വിപ്രപ്രലംഭനാൽ യദ്യുദ്ധാശ്രിതിലോകേസ്മിൻ സംപരേതം ധനാധികം തസ്യത്യാഗേ നിമിത്തം കിം വിപ്രത്തുഷ്യേന തേന ചേൽ ശ്രേയകുർവന്തി ബോധാനാം സാധവോ ദുസ്ത്യജാസുഭി ദദ്ധ്യം ശുഭി പ്രഭൃതയ കോ വികൽപോ ധരാദിഷു യൈരിയം ഭുവജേ ബ്രഹ്മം ബ്രഹ്മേന്ദേത്യേന്ദ്രിയ നിവൃത്തിഭി തേഷാം കാലോഗ്രസീ ലോകാൻ ന യശോദിഗമം ഗതം ഭുവി സുലഭായുധി വിപ്രർഷേ അനിവൃത്താസ്തനുത്യജ ന തഥാ തീർത്ഥമായാതെ ശ്രദ്ധയായേ ധനത്യജ മനസ്സിന കാരുണികസ്യ ശോഭനം യദർത്ഥികാമോപനയേന ദുർഗതി കുതപുനർബ്രഹ്മവിദാം ഭവാദൃശാം തഥോവതോ വടോരസ്യ ദദാമി വാഞ്ചിതം യജന്തി യജ്ഞകൃതിപ്രിയമാദ്രത ഭവന്തം ആംനായ വിധാന ഗോപിത സയോ വിഷ്ണുവരദോസ്തു വാ പരോ ദാസ്യാമനുഷ്മേക്ഷിതി ഇപ്സിതാം മുനെ യഥാപ്യസാവധർമ്മേണ മാം ബദ്നീയതന യാതനാഗസം തദാപ്യേനം നഹിംസിഷേ ഭീതം ഭ്രമതനും നൃപം ഏഷവാ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകോ ന ജിഹാസതി യദ്യശ ഹത്വാ മൈനാം ഹരേദ്യുദ്ധേ ശൈത നിഹതോമയ ശ്രീശുകവാചാം ഏവമശ്രദ്ധിതം ശിഷ്യം അനാദേശകരം ഗുരു ശശാവ ദൈവ പ്രഹിത സത്യസന്ധം മനസ്വിനം ദൃഢം പണ്ഡിതമാന്യജ്ഞ സ്തബ്ദോസ്യസ്മദുപേക്ഷയ മച്ഛാസനാദികോ യസ്ത്വം അജിരാൽ അജിരാൽ ബ്രസ്യസേ ശ്രിയ. മഹാബലി ഡിഡ് നോട്ട് മഹാബലീസ് കോൺവെർസേഷൻ വിത്ത് ശുക്രാചാര്യ ഹിസ് ഗുരു ഈ സെയിന്റ് ശുക്രാചാര്യ ഐ ഹാവ് ഗിവൺ എ വേർഡ് ഐ വിൽ ഓണർ മൈ വേർഡ് വാട്ട് എവർ ദാറ്റ് കംസ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഡസൻ മാറ്റർ ലുക്ക് അറ്റ് മഹാബലീസ് ദാറ്റ് ആൻഡ് കൃഷ്ണ കുഡ്ന്റ് സേ എനിത്തിങ് ബിക്കോസ് You remember in the Bhagavatam, later on in the Ekadasha Skandam, Krishna says, among the Brahmanas, the best Brahmana is Mahabali. Brahmanyanam Bali. So, Brahmin is an Asura, born in the Asuric body, but highest Brahminical quality in him. Something Krishna admires a lot. Brahmanyanam Bali, Mahabali. So, because of that, Mahabali is that truthfulness in his word, what he gave. And he's holding on to that. Even when Shukracharya told him not to give it, he said, no, I have given the word, Satyam, the truth, holding on to the truth. So at that time, Mahabali was threatened by Shukracharya that if you give everything, yes, Ajiral Brasyashe Shriya, all your opulences will go. You won't have even a meal for the evening. To that extent, you'll be a pauper. Everything will be taken away with this. Vamanamurti will do everything. He said, this is Mahavishnu himself who had come to take everything from you. Mahabali says, what does it matter? I perform all these sacrifices to please Mahavishnu. And if he had come here, am I not fortunate? This is the way Mahabali is, that bhakti in the heart. He's saying, am I not fortunate that I can hand over everything to him personally here, when he had come here and asking me, who else get this opportunity? Somebody comes and asks me directly, give me everything. So Mahabali was very pleased, and that's why when he said, Mahabali was not moved at all by this statement. Yastvam ajiral brishyase shriya. Ajiral means very soon all your opulences will be gone. Shukracharya is threatening Mahabali with this warning. Mahabali didn't move an inch from his decision. He made up his mind. ഏവം ശബ്ദസ്സു ഗുരുണ സത്യാനചലിതോ മഹാൻ വാമനായ ദദാവായനാം അർച്ചിതോ ഉദകപൂർവകം ആൻഡ് വിന്ധ്യാവിലിസ്ഥത ആഗത്യ പത്നി ജാലകമാലിനി ആനിന്യ കലശം ഹേമം അവനെ ജന്യപാമൃതം യജമാനശ്രയം തസ്യ ശ്രീമൽ പാദയുഗം മുത അവനിജ്യാവഹമൂർധ്നി തദപോ വിശ്വഭാവനി തദാ സുരേന്ദ്രം ദിവിദേവതാഗണം ഗന്ധർവവിദ്യാധര സിദ്ധചാരണ തൽക്കർമ്മ സർവേഭി ശൃണന്തമാർജവം പ്രസൂന വർഷേർ ബുവൃഷോർ മുത അന്വിതാം. This Mahabali had a wife's name is Vindhyavili, and she had a daughter. He had a daughter called Ratnamala. This Ratnamala, when she saw this Brahmachari coming, she wanted to look after him, and so attached to that child, Krishna says, "You will also have a role when I come," and that's Pudana. Pudana came like that. So everything is pre-planned. Nothing works. We are looking at them thinking they are all big, big demons and they deserve that. We are better than them. But actually, no, they are better than us. Even though Ratnamala, daughter of Mahabali's daughter, Vindhyavali's daughter, that she had felt attraction. You got attracted to me? Okay, you have an opportunity to be with me. And Krishnavadaram, she comes as, Ratnamala comes as Pudana. So, തദാ സുരേന്ദ്രം ദിവിദേവത ഗണ ഗന്ധർവ വിദ്യാധര സിദ്ധചാരണ തൽക്കർമ്മ സർവേഭി ഗൃണന്തമാർജവം പ്രസൂന വർഷേർ വൗർഷോർ മുദാന്യുതാഹ നേതുർമുഹുർദ്വന്ദ്വയ സഹസ്രശോ ഗന്ധർവകിം പുരുഷകിന്നരാ ജഗു മനസ്വിനാനേന കൃതം സുദുഷ്കാം വിദ്വാനദാരാദ്യ ദ്രുപവേ ജഗൽത്രയം തദ്വാമനം രൂപമവർദ്ധതാത്ഭുതം ഹരേരനന്ദസ്യ ഗുണത്രയാത്മകം ഭൂഖം ദിശോ ദ്വർവിവരാ പയോദയ സ്ഥിര നൃദേവോ ഋഷയോ യഥാ സദാ ധ്യായേ ബലിസ്തസ്യ മഹാവിഭൂതേ സഹർത്യുഗാചാര്യ സദസ്യമേതൽ ദദർശ വിശ്വം ത്രിഗുണം ഗുണാത്മകേ ഭൂതേന്ദ്രിയാർത്ഥ അശേ ജീവയുക്തം രസാമചഷ്ടാംഘ്രിതലേദ പാദയോർമഹീം മഹീന്ദ്രാൻ പുരുഷസ്യ ചംഖയോ പദത്രിണോ ജാനിനി വിശ്വമൂർത്തേ ഊർവോർഗണം മാരുതമിന്ദ്രസേന സന്ധ്യാം വിഭോർവാസസി ഗുഹ്യമൈക്ഷൽ പ്രജാപതീം ജഗനി ആത്മമുഖ്യാൻ നാഭ്യാം നഭക്കുക്ഷിഷു സപ്തസിന്ധു ഉരുക്രമസ്യ ഒരസി ചർക്ഷമാലാം ഹൃദ്യ അംഗധർമ്മം സ്തനയോർമുരാരി ഹൃദം ച സത്യം ച മനസ്സി ധേന്ദും ശ്രിയം ച വക്ഷ്യ സരവിന്ദഹസ്തം കണ്ഠേ ച സാമാന്യ സമസ്തരേഭാൻ ഇന്ദ്രപ്രധാനാനമരാൻ ഭുജേഷു തൽക്കർണയോ കുഗുഭോ ദ്യൗശ്ച മൂർധ്നി കേശേഷു മേഘാശ്വസനം നാസികായാം അഷ്ണോശ്ച സൂര്യം വദനേ ച മന്യം വാണ്യം ച ഛന്ദാം ശിരസി ജലേശം ഭൂർവോ ഭൂവോർ നിഷേധം ച വിധിം ച പശ്മസു അഹശ്ചരാത്രം ച പരസ്യ പുംസു മന്യം ലലാടേ അധരോ അധരമേവ ലോഭം സ്പർശേ ച കാമം നൃപരേത സോംഭ പൃഷ്ട േതു ധർമ്മം ക്രമണേഷു യജ്ഞം ഛായാസുമൃത്യം ഹസിതേജമായം തനുരുഹേഷുഷുധി ജാതയശ്ച നദീശ്ച നാഡീഷു ശിലാനഖേഷു ബുദ്ധാവുജം ദേവഗണാം നൃഷീംശ്ച പ്രാണേഷു ഗാത്രേ സ്ഥിരജംഗമാനി സർവാണി ഭൂതാനി ദദർശ വീര സർവാത്മനീദം ഭുവനം നിരീക്ഷ്യ സർവേസുര കശ്മല ആപുരംഗ സുദർശനം ചക്രം അസഹ്യതേജോ ധനുശ്ച ശാർഗം സ്തനയത്ന ഘോഷം പർജന്യഘോഷോ ജലജ പഞ്ചജന്യം കൗമോദകി വിഷ്ണുഗദാ തരസ്വിനി വിദ്യാധരോസീത ചതചന്ദ്രയുക്തോ സ്തൂണോത്തമ അക്ഷയ സായ ഗൗച സുനന്ദമുഖ്യാപസ്തുരീശം പാർഷാദമുഖ്യ സഹലോകപാല സ്ഫുരൽ കിരീടാംഗതമീനകുണ്ഡലം ശ്രീവത്സരത്നോത്തമ മേഖലാംബരേ മധൂവ്രതസ്രഗ്നമാലയാവൃതോ രാജരാജൻ ഭഗവാൻ ഒരുക്രമാക്ഷി ദിംപദൈകേന ബലൈർവിചക്രമേ നപശരീരേണ ദിശശ്ച ബാഹുഭീ പദം ത്വിതീയം ക്രമദസ്ത്രിവിഷ്ടവം നവൈ തൃതീയായ തുതീയമനുഭി ഉരുക്രമസ്യാംഗുരുപര്യവരുതോ മഹർജനാഭ്യാം തപസ പരം ഗദാ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ധേ വിശ്വരൂപദർശനം നാമ വിംശതിതമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ
ശ്രീശുക ബ്രഹ്മർഷി ഇൻ ദ ഭാഗവതം സേസ് ദാറ്റ് മഹാബലി സോ വാമനമൂർത്തി കമിംഗ് റിസീവ്ഡ് ഹിം why did he say that? Because Mahabali says to Vamanamurthy that whatever you ask, I will offer it to you, he says. And Krishna noticed this ahankaram inside Mahabali. That is why he could say like that, is it not? He could say like that because of that. Krishna didn't have any other way of getting Mahabali under control. And that he has spoken, this problem he has mentioned to Aditi Devi before. When Aditi Devi performed Payavratam and all that, prior to that, before Payavratam and after Payavratam, when Mahavanamurthy appeared, Aditi Devi told the problems to Vamanamurthy. My problem is that my children are suffering. You have to take care of them. Vamanamurthy said, it's a bit difficult. Situation is pretty difficult, he said, because Mahabali has done everything, followed everything correctly. And it's very difficult to break the word, because Krishna also cannot act in an irrational way. So that is why he say Nahame Satra Sukham Dadadi in the 17th chapter, you will see there, mentioned there, that all my fighting spirit, everything, will not work with Mahabali. Dharmam's strength. Because Mahabali is a dharmashta, he stick to dharmam, isn't it? The power of dharmam is behind Mahabali. So Krishna is saying my other powers won't work with him. It cannot operate, he said. So Mahabali, Krishna is called Urukramam. Urukrama is another name given to Vamanamurthy. So he says Urukrama means was that parakramam in him, that power of courage to control. So, but in front of Mahabali's glories, that his own power capacity
will not work. Krishna is saying this. What is the reason Krishna is saying here? Ye anugula ishvara vipra guptaha. In 16th verse you will see in the 17th chapter. He has got the blessings from Ishvara, from Brahmanas, particularly his spiritual master Shukracharya, and he is standing there with all their blessings. So I can't do anything about it. Krishna is saying there, I can't do anything about it, he says. So, because Mahabali has taken all these blessings from all these great personalities, Prahlada, Shukracharya, and all the Brahmanas, Bhrigu, Rishis, and he is blessed with all by their mercies, and therefore, and plus, all the time Mahabali is performing sacrifices, Salkarma. Salkarma means, in the, what is mentioned in the Karmakanda, what we are talking about. Karmakandam. We think Karmakandam is all not bad. Karmakandam, at that time, Karmakandam was so popular that all the kings, they performed Karmakandam. This, it was existing there. So, with all this background, Mahabali is standing there, and even if we attack him, demigods attack him, he won't lose the battle. He will win the battle. He will never be beaten. And Vamanamurti also said to Aditi Devi that I am Ajida, I cannot be won, I cannot be beaten, but I am beaten by Mahabali, he says. And you can see that how I get beaten in front of Mahabali. Actually, it is a win for Mahabali. Of course, it's a win-win situation for both, but it's actually Mahabali is winning there. And Krishna says that actually Krishna is happy for Mahabali to win in this whole episode, isn't it? So here, but if Krishna has to lose to somebody, Krishna has to lose somebody, that person has to be a very great devotee or the highest level devotee. Only then Krishna will lose. I can see the few people had only this success with Krishna. Because of their bhakti in the heart is so high, Krishna doesn't mind losing to them. Sudama's case, same way. Because Krishna has lost, Krishna says, I have lost to you. And same thing with Mahabali also, it is the same situation. So, and it is that is why it's called a leela. It's called a leela because of this. Krishna is losing here, isn't it? So, no matter who it is he a devotee? That's the only consideration. Is he only consideration? Is he a devotee? And Krishna loves it to lose to them, to the devotee. And you will see this in many other different places also. That to his Krishna says to Yudhishthira also the same thing. I lose in front of the devotees, he says to him. That so people should say about this, and Krishna enjoys that, who he has lost to his devotee. And Krishna loves that statement from the people. And Krishna's happiness is there in that. So he has to make Mahabali so big, and only then you can say Krishna has lost to him. So to that extent, Mahabali's bhakti has to build up inside. But to bring to that position, Krishna is looking at Mahabali and finding that there is a slight trace of ego inside, in Mahabali's heart. You will see with Prahlada also the similar thing happened. When Krishna came to bless Prahlada, when I say Narasimham came to bless Prahlada, if you look at the conversation there between Prahlada and Narasimham, Kamanam Hridya Samroham Bhavadastu Nunevaram. When Prahlada said this, Kamanam Hridya Samroham Bhavadastu Nunevaram. Narasimham is asking Prahlada, ask for a boon, ask for this, ask for that. Prahlada says, I don't want anything. I don't want anything. And he kept pushing, both were asking each other. Narasimham says, I have come specially to see you and I have put you through all these miseries. Your father has given you so much trouble and how much misery you had to go through. And now I have killed him in front of you, your own father. And Narasimham is feeling that great compassion for Prahlada's situation. His son, 5 years old, father has been killed in front of him. You can imagine how a child will feel that. So Narasimham wants to please Prahlada. Narasimham wants to please Prahlada. So Narasimham says to Prahlada, ask for anything, I will give it to you. Prahlada is saying, no, I wouldn't ask anything. Again Narasimham pushed too far. Prahlada says, if you really insist that I should ask for something and you should give this to me, what I'm going to ask, he said, you give me a mind that I am not to ask anything from you. What do you say then? If you get a devotee like this, what? This is bhakti. This is bhakti. And that Prahlada's grandson is this Mahabali. But Prahlada, they had no false ego, no trace of ego. So pure. Because right from the womb, got the instructions from Narada Maharshi and grew up in that way. But with Mahabali, situation is a little different. Mahabali, control of the 3 planetary systems, feeling a little bit ego inside. And that, but to, if you look in the 7th canto, you will see this. What Narasimham says to Prahlada, I have lost it, he says. With you, I have lost, I can't do anything with you. Because you don't ask anything. Only if you want something, then it becomes, Prahlada says, then it's a business. That was Vanik, he says. It's a business. So you can see why Bhagavatam says to us that desires must go from inside. To do business with Krishna is considered to be not good. Krishna is for shelter. Krishna is for shelter, ashrayam, shelter. World is for vyavaharam. World is for vyavaharam. There, this giving, taking, all these things you can do with. We shouldn't bring that into Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is pure. There is no vyavaharam there. It's not vyavaharam. It is ashrayam, taking shelter. That's why the 12th canto is all shelter it talks about, isn't it? So the same thing. So Krishna is insisting, Mahabali saying no. Mahabali saying no. So when Prahlada said this to Narasimham, that you should give me a blessing, a benediction in such a way that I should never get a desire to ask anything in the future from you. And then what can Narasimham say? So at this time he says to Prahlada that I have lost it. So to make Mahabali feels like this, that Prahlada's experience, what he had, that what is the special quality Mahabali had? Mahabali's quality was that in expressing his audaryam. Audaryam means that in expressing his charitable nature. That is audaryam. That charitable nature in Mahabali. While expressing that charitable nature, there was a slight trace of ego in that, which you have read before, isn't it? And on that charitable nature, that trace of ego which was in that charitable nature, Krishna caught on that. Vamanamurti caught on that. You will see that mentioned also in the Narayaniyam also. Krishna asked this. Melpathur asked Krishna, is that not what you have done? Krishna said yes. Mahabali was pure in every other way. But in the 31st chapter, he mentions that. Vishvesham mam trupadamihakim yachase balishastvam. Melpathur says to Krishna that you are the proprietor of everything, whole creation. He said, all the worlds, you are the owner. Tripadamihakim yachase balishastvam. Where did this idea come from? To go to Mahabali and asking to measure 3 feet of land and asking from him. Why? Sarvam bhumim vrunukima mune tyalabal tvam sadrupyan. This whole bhumi is yours. And from that bhumi, 3 feet of land you are asking from. Yasmal, darpal. Because you sense that darpam in Mahabali. That ahangaram in Mahabali, you have sensed that. and Tripada Paripurti Akshama Kshepavadan. And you went there with this argument, I am a brahmachari. That is the reason why you have taken this brahmachari form, to come like this, so that you, because brahmacharis are allowed to beg, and brahmachari doesn't need much. So Krishna thought about this plan well in advance before coming as brahmachari. That you thought yourself as a brahmachari will be the best dress to beg, and he will be forced to give something. I can ask him. But in brahmachari dress, I can't ask much. I can only ask a small donation, as we say, small donation. So, keeping all this in the perspective, Krishna took the Mahabali, took this form, brahmachari form, and came. Yasmal, darpal, tripat, tripada, pariburti, akshama, kshepa, vadan. And Mahabali was more than anxious to offer everything. Bandham jasava mudvam jasavaka mudradar obi gadova shandyehi. He says there that this ahangaram inside Mahabali is very little. There is not a lot. Bandham jasava mudradar obi gadova shandyehi vittam dattham bhavanam avanim. That this slight trace of ego, Vamanamurti wanted to make it more powerful, to build it up, that ego inside. And in that process, that ego will break up one day. And the example they give here is that, you remember this, Vidyade Hridaya Grandhi, that verse. That's what it is. Vidyade Hridaya Grandhi, breaking the Hridaya Grandhi. Hridaya Grandhi is this ahangaram inside. Vidyade Hridaya Grandhi Chidyande. Chidyande means you have to break it, smash it down. Sarva Samshaya Chiyande. With that, all the doubts will go. Chasya karmani. Karmam also will finish. Dushtoye valmini ishware. You realize the truth. So with this, that Hridaya Grandhi, that is what that attachment, Mahabali is feeling that I possess all these things. And wanted to make, once that Hridaya Grandhi is broken, then that devotee becomes Krishna's. He is Krishna's, Krishna's property then, after that. So, for this reason, Krishna has planned all these things, to become as a brahmachari, to beg, and eventually to end up in this way. Just like they say, the small balloons, when you keep pushing it with air, when it gets bigger and bigger, and one time it will blast. This Hridaya Grandhi is like that. It gets blasted one day. Similarly, devotee sahangaram, that balloon, Krishna keeps filling it with more things. It will blow, and finally it will blast. Devotee's ego, Krishna will keep blowing it, and blow it in such a way that eventually it will break. It will break. So that is what's going to happen here. Accordingly, Krishna spoke all these things. So Mahabali, he says to Mahabali, Mahabali, you can ask me whatever you want. And Mahabali says, Mahabali, Krishna knew this. Mahabali will tell me, you can ask me whatever you want. And Krishna, Vamanamurti's answer is, in front of your charitable nature, I don't have to ask much, because you are so charitable. Krishna is saying, Vamanamurti is saying this, all I am asking for is 3 feet of land. 3 feet of land. And your charitable nature, what can I say about that? Krishna is saying, your father, his charitable nature, and your grandfather, all these things is known to me. Their charitable nature is known to me. And if I keep talking about them, some of them I have heard about them, some of them I have experienced myself. Your father, Virojana, and his father was Prahlada. Prahlada's son was Virojana. Virojana's son was Mahabali. So, Prahlada's father was Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada, Virojana, Mahabali. 4 generations, he's saying there. These 4 generations, what can I say about them? Krishna is, Vamanamurti is saying, what do I say about them? And Hiranyakashipu's brother Hiranyaksha, I have heard about them. Vamanamurti is saying that Hiranyakashipu has beaten me on the chest. Beaten me on the chest. Not on me, Varaham. On Varaha's chest, I heard this. Vamanamurthy is saying. Same person has come as Varaham. Now he has come as Vamanam. He says, I have heard that your father's, Prahlada's father, grandfather, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu's brother Hiranyaksha has given a punch on the chest of Varaham. And even now, Mahavishnu remembers that. That happened ages back. But even the power of that punch, he still has not forgotten. So, Hiranyaksha failed at the end, but Mahavishnu is a little bit hesitant to tell others that he has won. Because actually, Hiranyaksha has really punched him down. To that extent, that punch was so strong. So therefore, Mahavishnu is still not able to say to people that he has won the battle with Hiranyaksha. This is Mahavishnu's situation. So, when that Hiranyaksha came to fight, that Mahavishnu, he gave a few punches like that on his chest. And Varahamurti, what he has done will never be forgotten, and Mahavishnu still remembers that. So, therefore, what has happened, he is saying here, if you look at that 19th chapter, what he is saying all these things look at the words, how selectively spoken, everything. In the 19th chapter, if you look at the sixth verse.
Ya vinirjitya krachrena vishnushmodharamagadam Almanam Jainam Mena Tadviryam Bhuryanusmaran Yam Yam Vinirjitya Krachrena Vishnu Shmodhara Magadam. When he came as Varaham to lift the earth from the Oshkashal Ocean, brought him up. At that time this fight happened. Almanam Jainam Mene Tadviryam Bhuryanusmaran. He still remembers that battle he had with Hiranyaksha, he's saying there. So, actually, Mahavishnu is feeling shy to say this, that he has won that battle with Hiranyaksha. And because he got beaten very well, he was got beaten very badly. Mahavishnu was beaten very badly, isn't it, from Hiranyaksha. So, Varahamurti is still thinking, Lord Varaha is still thinking, have I really beaten Hiranyaksha? He's still thinking like that. He's not fully convinced himself about that. And what to talk about that Hiranyaksha's glory. All this pumping it up. In Mahabali. So, and what to talk about your granddad, great granddad, who is that? Hiranyakashipu. What to talk about him? He says, he came looking for me in the Vaikuntha planet. He came there looking for me, and he was asking, Kwaso, where is he? Was asking for Mahavishnu. And what did the people there say to him? They told him that he got frightened with Hiranyakashipu and he has ran away from here. That's what they had told him. It is there in the 8th canto all these things are spoken, not in the 7th canto. 7th canto, it's not saying this. 7th canto, you can see when we were discussing about liberation. So, Hiranyakashipu had a free access to Vaikuntham. Vaikuntham is for liberated people. And Hiranyakashipu goes in there freely. And then he comes back, asking, where is Vishnu? So they told him that Vishnu is not here. He is frightened of Hiranyakashipu and he has gone away somewhere. And what did Vishnu do? Vishnu says, I knew that Hiranyakashipu will be looking for me everywhere, so I decided to go and stay inside him. He knew that he won't look for me inside. What does that indicate to us? That we will look for God everywhere else, we won't look for him where he is. So exactly that principle, to bring it out, it is spoken in this way, this story. When there is some spiritual principle and katha, material story, is there, the spiritual side is given validity. Material story, you can't ask how, if you ask for the logic behind it, there is no logic in all these things. Do you understand the principle? To get the story spoken in a particular format, to make us aware that our inquiry in the outside world to see God will not be a successful thing at the end. Ultimately, you have to come back to this place where he is. He is there already inside us. Because our attention is not falling on him, and all the attention is in the world, therefore, they have to put this factor through the story. And that is what this story is about. Hiranyakashipu went looking for Mahavishnu in the Vaikuntha planet. And there they have told him he has gone, because he is frightened of Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu is screaming there, where is he, where is he? I want to beat him up because he has killed my brother, Hiranyaksha. Krishna, what does he do? He goes and sits in his heart. And Krishna says, I knew that he won't look for me. Remember I mentioned the story that three people are traveling in a train and the thief, one of them were a thief, joined them on half the way. And he knew that these other people have got money with them. So he wanted to get that money. So when they were sleeping in the train in the night, Indian railway journey is long, isn't it? 2-3 nights you could be sleeping in the train from one end to another. So they were sleeping and he looked at night, this thief looked for the money everywhere, even under the pillow of those who were sleeping, and he couldn't find the cash anywhere. So the next morning, he, out of curiosity, asked them, where did you keep all your cash? He said, we kept it under your pillow, because we knew that you won't look for it there. Similarly, we won't look for Krishna here. We will look everywhere else. Go here, go there, go everywhere. And even as he's mentioned yesterday, deity worship and everything, up to a point, to realize that he is inside there. Once you have started talking to him, then even the deity's position is changed at that point. So it's all up to the point. And that is realization of the self, or knowledge of the self when it happens. But that's the very later stage. So Vamanamurthy is saying, imagine the greatness of your great-granddad. He goes there, and even Mahavishnu has ran away from Vaikuntham. This is your tradition. What can I say? He says. This is your tradition. Hiranyaksha is like that. Hiranyakashipu is like this. Then what to say about Prahlada? And Prahlada, what to talk about? Even though he was tested so many times in his life by his father, that he survived through all that. Prahlada Madhivalbhadi Yatha Sudhave. If you look at that verse, 19th chapter, 4th verse, what he says there?
Na sandhi dirthe yudhijarthi narthida parang mukhaye tu manasino nrupaha ushmalkule yad yashasa amalena prahlada ulbhadi yadho udhubhakhe. Prahlada yal ulbhadi yadho udhubhakhe. Udhubha means moon in the sky. Like a moon, he has appeared in this dynasty. Prahlada is shining like a moon in the sky. Prahlada yal bhadi yato udbhakhe. Udbham. Udbhakhe. He says that. Isn't it? So, even though sometimes in the sky there is eclipses, and there is strong clouds, thick clouds comes, but moon survives through all that. Finally, moon comes out very clearly, isn't it? So, and similarly, Prahlada here, he says here, similarly, Prahlada also, he says, his qualifications, great, great personalities, devotees, they talk about him.
And he is like a moon in the sky of devotees, in the sky of devotees. And you, Mahabali, you have come in that tradition, isn't it? And so naturally you are even a greater personality than them because of your birth, he says. Hiranyakashipu was greater than Hiranyaksha, he says there. And greater than Hiranyakashipu was Prahlada. And greater than Prahlada was is your father Virochana. Why is that? Because demigods came and asked Virochana for his lifespan to give it to them. And Virochana knew that the demigods were trying to cheat him. They knew that. But still, demigods are asking, and Virochana decided to hand it over to them, his lifespan. So in all this, what is indicating is that charity is in your, charitable nature is in your tradition. It's nothing new for you. And therefore, is that not all true? Vamanamurthy is asking this. And these are stories I have heard, he says. Vamanamurthy is saying this. So in that parampara, in that tradition, when you are telling me that I'll give you anything you want, I'm not surprised. Vamanamurthy is saying this. That in such a tradition you are born, and when you are telling me, when I'm asking for 3 feet of land, when you are telling me you can have anything you want, I'm not surprised at all when you said this, he says to him. And only thing is, he said, to this great charitable nature you are showing it to me, I am unable to respond in the same way. Because look at my body, he said, with this little body, 3 feet, hardly 3 feet, that all it, what does I need? A good bundle of darbhagras, Brahmachari's wealth. That is Brahmachari's needs, Vamanamurthy is saying. What he needs is a good bundle of darbhagras, isn't it? And in order a place to sit down, spread this darbhagras to perform my different upasana, I require some piece of land. More than that, what do I need? Brahmachari. This is Brahmachari. So, and 3 feet land is more than enough, because I'm not taller than that. So that's all I'm asking for, just these 3 feet of land. When Mahabali heard this, he felt, he put his hand on his, like this. What a question to ask Mahabali. This is how Mahabali felt. Mahabali's ego feeling that very strongly. That's what you see there in the 18th verse. Sa brahma varchasya naivam sambham sambhavido vadu brahmarshi ganasanjushta atyarojata marisha. Sa brahma varchasya naivam sabham sambhavido vadu brahmarshi ganasanjushta atyarojata marisha. Samidamahidam vinyam krutva parisamohanam paristirya samabhyarcha samidbhirah juho dvijaha. That is saying that if you look at this little boy, 3 feet tall, he looks like a very small boy, little small boy, isn't it? But the way he is talking all these things, he says, vruddha sammadaha maha panditaha, that like great scholars are talking with such an authority on the knowledge, and a 3 feet three feet tall boy is talking like this. That so he says here, and it appears as though he knows the whole history so well, talking about Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada, Virochana and all that. So the word they use is Balisha. Balisha means that bala. Bala means childish. Childish in age and everything, but talking big, big things like this. And but Vamanamurthy is saying, although I have spoken all these things to you, I'm not a big person. 3 feet of land is more than enough for me. This is Vamanamurthy's position, right? So, but fact is this, you stood in front of me and asked me this. So, I can't completely say no to you because you're asking me directly, not by any other way, through email or mobile. Directly in front of me, you're standing there and asking me this. But if I give you this 3 feet of land, that will also be a problem. Because what will others will talk about me? Your position is okay. You only want this 3 feet. That's fine. You say you are a brahmachari, you don't need anything more. But I have a reputation, Mahabali. Ego building up inside. I have a big reputation, he says there. That, what will they say tomorrow about me? All they will say, look at that Mahabali. He has cheated that Vamana. He has cheated him, isn't it? And he gave him 3 feet of land and sent him away. And he honors honor of the whole three planetary systems. And by giving 3 feet of land, he hasn't lost anything. And he got rid of the problem as well. But that is a black spot on my reputation. The ego in Mahabali saying like that. Have you understood that? Mahabali saying to Vamanamurthy. Have you understood that? If somebody comes to me, Mahabali says, and asks for something, after that, there should be no necessity for him to go to somebody else and ask for anything else later. That shouldn't happen. That is a bad thing. That means, that makes me feel small. I don't want that to happen. So he says to him, that in situation shouldn't happen. That's why I'm saying to you, Mahabali says to Vamanamurthy, that you ask for something, that tomorrow you should not feel the need for something and then you have to go and ask somebody else for that. That should not happen. So take that into consideration and tell me properly, he says. And then repeat whatever your request is. When he said that, Vamanamurthy smiled inside. It's working. The plan is working. That's what pleased him. Plan is working. This is what he wanted. So, and inside he is thinking, you idiot. He is saying to me, thinking this inside, Mahabali, are you the owner of all these things? Are you the control of everything? That I come in front of you and ask you something, and you are thinking that tomorrow I shouldn't go to somebody else and ask for this somebody else, someone else, isn't it? And it appears to me that this is your law, that if I ask you something and if I haven't got everything, then I will go and ask somebody else. It appears as though that's the law you follow. But that is your law. It's not my law. Vamanamurthy is saying to Mahabali, because we will decide now who owns everything. That's the way Vamanamurthy reacted. It is all inside. Vamanamurthy is smiling. And Shukla Brahmarshi is saying that smile was speaking the language properly. Everything what was inside was coming through that smile. This Krishna smile is like that. In Bhagavatam, in several places you will see Krishna smiling. You will never be able to understand what that smile means. Therefore, they say Krishna smile is actually Maya. Maya is nothing but Krishna's smile. Why? He is seeing the fun we are all doing here and he is smiling at us. Seeing our way of life and the way we are trying to control the situation here, not realizing our awkward situation, not able to surrender, but want to possess everything, wants to be the proprietor and controller of everything. So, Hasam Unmada Karim Cha Maya. That is how Bhagavatam says. Haso Unmada Karim Cha Maya. Who says this? Uddhava says about Krishna. That this is how Krishna smiles. In several places in the Bhagavatam, Krishna smiles at different situations. And when Krishna smiles, you don't know exactly what is behind that smile. There are many, about 10 different places you can see this happening. When Sri Narada Maharshi went to test Krishna's householder life, Krishna smiled. And that smile has a different meaning than another instance. When Duryodhana slipped and fell in the water after Rajasuyam sacrifice, Draupadi smiled. And Krishna says to Draupadi, not smile, laugh, he said. Ha, 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 enjoy it, he said to Draupadi. And Krishna smiled. Yudhishthira was feeling very awkward. After all, it's his cousin, isn't it? Duryodhana. No matter what it is, Duryodhana still, Yudhishthira still has feeling for Duryodhana. And Yudhishthira did not like it. And she, Yudhishthira says to Draupadi, stop laughing. It's not fair. He's our guest. And something has happened to him. Is it proper to smile? Laugh like this. Krishna from the other side saying, Draupadi, take this opportunity to laugh as much as you want. And revenge, take the revenge for what he has done to you earlier. So then Yudhishthira couldn't say anything because Krishna is saying this to Draupadi. At that time, Krishna smiled. And what does that mean? Shiva Brahmarshi is asking there. So Krishna smile in Bhagavatam, there are many other instances as well, I can't remember everything, but where Krishna smiled and nobody seems to understand the thinking behind that smile. So similarly here also, he is saying, Amanamurthy is smiling. Say, talking and smiling also, nobody could understand, but Shubha Brahmashi is interpreting that smile in this way in Bhagavatam. Said, so therefore, we will decide now who owns everything. You're talking about giving it to me, isn't it? So, you're talking that Krishna has already made up the mind, what is going to happen, and we will decide it now. That Mahabali is talking all these ignorant words now, and Krishna is standing in front of him, smiling, that Vamanamurthy, Shubha Brahmarshi, through this Vamana incarnation, is revealing to us. And even Mahalakshmi said this. How did Mahalakshmi said? Mahalakshmi, when Narasimham came, right? Mahalakshmi says to everybody there, Lord Brahma was saying to Mahalakshmi, you go and pacify him, his anger. He's so upset, he's so angry now. If I go, he will burn me into ashes. He will finish me up now. So he sent Mahalakshmi. Mahalakshmi says, I won't go now. This is not the right time to go. So everybody is withdrawing. At that time, also, Mahalakshmi says to Brahma that there is a problem here, that Narasimham will be pacified by Prahlada. When Prahlada goes, everything will be okay. They are conversing each other. But when Krishna came, Mahalakshmi says at that time, I can trust that lion, half man, half lion, but this form I can't trust. Mahalakshmi agrees with that. Mahalakshmi says, this form, because in this form he will smile at you and smack you. But the other one, when he came, is roaring. And if you put the hand in, it will bite. You know, the teeth and everything. It was a lion's face, isn't it? But this is a face. If you put the finger in, you don't know what will happen. It will bite it. And therefore, Krishna's smile in so many places, so many devotees have given a comment on that, saying that nobody understands Krishna's smile. So here also, that... that Krishna is saying there, like how our ego works in this world. This is an indication to all of us that in this world, what we do, we make wealth, lot of money, and then we hand over one small percentage of to Krishna. Let Krishna have 1% or 2%. 98% I'll keep, 2% I'll give it to Krishna. This is our business with Krishna. In this life, and we think that we have done our bit to Krishna, I think Krishna is pleased with me. I have given my 2% to him. Whose 2% is this? What you have given? Whose is this 98%? This is what Shubha Brahmarshi is asking us. Whose is this 100% is somebody else's property? And similarly, this land he is asking now. Whose is this land? What you are putting the claim on? Whose land is that? He says. So, so that is why sometimes you will see in places like in Tirupati and all that. Also in big temples, all this happen. People go for all kinds of wheeling and dealing in this world, is it not, in business. And when they win, they make few crores or something. They'll go and give a couple of lakhs to Tirupati Balaji can have it. He says. So this mentality doesn't go away easily from us. It's always there. Actually, we have to always realize everything is Krishna's property. Somehow temporarily it is under your management. That's all. After that it's over. It is finished. So our audaryam or our charitable nature is not something to be very proud of in any way. And that is what he's saying, the human nature in there. That Krishna's property we are keeping under our control and we are showing our charitable nature to Krishna. It's the thing. So here, and is there any surprise Krishna is laughing? When we see, will he not laugh at us when he sees that? That is what Shiva Brahmarshi is saying here. So, so inside he laughed very well, but didn't show it outwardly. He didn't show this. And Krishna understood by now, Vamanamurti understood by now, that he has fallen into the trap. Mahabali has fallen into the trap. And that is why you will see in the Malayalam also it mentions there. Melpathur mentioned this to Krishna that he has fallen into the trap. Is it not? He says in the Bandham chasavagamudradhar hobi gadobashanyehi. Mahabali, Krishna wanted to bless Mahabali and make him a great devotee. Krishna has decided that. And the ahankaram inside Mahabali was the problem. So he made this ahankaram to grow and told Mahabali that how great personality you are, how compassionate you are, and I do not think of changing this situation. I don't want to ask anything else. I know that you are a great soul, great personality, and your charitable nature. In front of that, I can ask anything I know, but for the moment, if you just give me these 3 feet, is more than sufficient. Says like that. Then, what did Mahavamanamurti do at that time? To tell Mahabali, you know, I know religious principles. What are they? He is quoting verses from Bhagavad Gita. Yadrcha labha sandushto. Brahmachari's nature. What is that? In the seventh canto also you will see this. Brahmachari should not go and work and earn money or anything like that. Whatever comes to him by providence should be satisfied with that. That is Brahmachari. Yadrcha labha sandushto. So he's asking this, I am a Brahmachari, so I have to follow that principle, don't I? He says like that. And so he puts it like that. And suppose I asked you for a whole island and you handed over to me a whole island, what will people say about me? So Mahabali is concerned about his reputation. Vamanamurti is concerned about his reputation as well. So you have asked me where I am coming from. Because Mahabali is still saying, who is this person who is coming like this? And I will tell them, if anybody asks me, that I am coming from Mahabali. And and they will say about you, saying this, oh, they will talk about you in a lower way, bringing you down. They will talk about you. Similarly, if I take 3 feet of land and go away, where are you coming from? People will ask me. I'll say to them, I'm coming back from Mahabali. So what did Mahabali give it to you? They will ask me in that way. And if I tell them, I only got one island from Mahabali, has given to me island. So they will say, Mahabali is in charge of the 7 islands, Saptadibhavadi Mahi. That he is in charge of that. He is capable of giving anything. And then he only gave you 1 island, a small island like this. So why did you not ask him for the whole 7 islands? Why did you not ask? People will ask me like this. So, and at that time if I think, say if I come back again and ask you for all the 7 islands to give it to me and I take it away from me, you will give it to me because you are so charitable. And I may start thinking, why did I only ask him for the seven islands? I should have asked him for the earthly planetary system itself. My greed will start building up in me as a brahmachari. So he is saying to Mahabali, if in order for me to remain as a brahmachari, I do not want to build up this greed in me. So that is why I don't want to ask for this. Therefore, whatever you can give it to me, this is enough. More than this, I don't want it, because if I take it, it will start building up the greed in me. Why not I ask for more? Why not I ask for more? And where is the end to that? So that is also not good. And so, and after asking for the earthly planet, I might think, why shouldn't I ask for the whole planetary, 2 times 7, 14 planetary systems, everything? Why only ask for the earthly planet? And this is the story. He says there, that is why in the 23rd verse you will see there what he mentions, that itam soshishyeshu bhrigushvanekatha vitarkyamana bhagavan savamana chatram sadandam sajalam kamandalam vivesha vibradhaya medavadam medavadam. That Mahabali says to Mahabali, this is only the summary of that, whatever it may be, that only to indicate to us our nature, human nature, never satisfied with anything. Today 1 million, tomorrow 10 million, another 100 million, it's endless it is. This way, that desiring. All this is to teach us in our life, if we don't control the desires, control our mind, how this greed, what it can build up and what problems it can cause. So it's 10:30 now. So we'll have some kirtan and then prasadam.